The following is an exclusive sports presentation from 94.1 KHSS2 Classic FM. We interrupt our regularly scheduled programming to bring you a KHSS2 sports special. Join us as the Fighting Irish of DeSales take to the field for exciting gridiron action. And now, here's the voice of Irish football, Roy Elia, on Walla Walla's KHSS2.
And a pleasant good evening to you football fans, wherever you may reside in the Walla Walla Valley or surrounding areas, or perhaps this evening you're joining us by way of the Internet. Along with my broadcast partner, Steve Taylor, I'm Roy Elia, and we are delighted to have you with us for another night of DeSales High School football on your home for Irish Radio. Irish Radio, as you all know, is presented by our good friend Charlie Conan at Conan Rock Products to satisfy the Valley's rock and gravel needs for half a century, in part by helping to beautify the Walla Walla Valley with decorative rocks and boulders. Conan Rock Products, its phone number is 541-938-6856, and its address is 81890 Cows Creek Road in Milton Freewater. And our pregame show is presented by our good friend and DeSales alum Dave Conan at Concrete Industries, 512 North 13th Avenue in Walla Walla. Call 525-9143 or send an email to Dave at concreteindustries.com for all your concrete queries. We're coming to you tonight from Ty Baffney Field on the DeSales High School campus, where tonight the DeSales Irish conclude a rather unusual four-game homestand. They play host tonight to the Knights of Sunnyside Christian, Steve.
Yeah, I want to thank Nick Hazeltine for that four-game run. You know, I'm sure he negotiated that. Good job, Nick. But, and unfortunately, I think Sunnyside's they're up for a big task tonight. If I would get biblical for a moment, wouldn't that have been David and Goliath?
No, no doubt.
So let's don't have a repeat of that. Let's don't have a rematch of that. But if we do the job and execute like we should tonight, we should be able to maintain our record and go into Mapton with an unblemished record. So let's go, boys.
Our touchdowns this season presented by our good friend and DeSales alum Greg Tompkins at Tompkins Appliance. They have been specializing in parts, service, and repair since 1966. Call 529-3185 or go to www.tompkinsappliance.com for more information. Tompkins Appliance is located at 270 East Boeing Avenue at the Walla Walla Regional Airport. And speaking of touchdowns, let's talk end zones, shall we? They are presented by our good friend and DeSales booster Danny Freeman at Premier Motors. Two locations to serve you, on 2nd Avenue in Walla Walla and Highway 11 in Milton Freewater. Now think of this, folks. You want a new car, a newer car, a more updated car, a more attractive vehicle. Well, Premier Motors is the place to go. And they've got that manager special going on, as you all know. Just $500 down means you will be driving away Premier Motors with one of their beautiful, beautiful vehicles. Again, two locations to serve you. Premier Motors on 2nd Avenue in Walla Walla and on Highway 11 in Milton Freewater. Our kickoffs tonight will be presented by our good friend and DeSales alum Lynn Irish Clark at Farmers Insurance, 511 West Main Street in Walla Walla. Farmers gets you back where you belong. And our sidelines are sponsored by our good friend and DeSales alum Donnie Biaggi at Biaggi Appraisal Services, 1066 Biaggi Lane in Walla Walla. Call 509-570-6670 or send an email to DonnieBiaggi@yahoo.com for all appraisal service questions. And our two-point conversions will be presented by our friends and DeSales alumni at Chase Electric, 989 South Campbell Road in Walla Walla. Its phone number is 509-529-5071. And our first downs will be presented by our good friend and DeSales booster Hank Warden at Edward Jones. If you're going to invest, do so with the best. Give Hank a call at 509-240-3948. Steve?
Oh, you woke me up. I'm sorry. I was just watching him warm up out here and seen some pretty long passes. But what a beautiful night for football. We got few clouds in the sky. I know the air quality isn't 100% today. I drove in from Dayton, and I didn't think I was going to make it to all the soot and dust in the air. So that's not necessarily good for the kids, but what a good night for football. I know if I was on the west side, we'd be looking at how many inches of rain during this first part of the game. I don't know how many times I got soaking wet in the first quarter, and then the wind blew the rest of the game. What a nice night.
Current temperature is 62 degrees. We can expect wind gusts this evening of up to 14 miles per hour. Our quarters tonight will be presented by the Campos family at ACO Janitorial Services, commercial and residential. They specialize in carpet, tile, and window cleaning. ACO will be there when you move out or in. Licensed and insured and offering free estimates, ACO Janitorial Services, 509-200-3700 and acojanitorial12@gmail.com. That's how they can be contacted. ACO Janitorial Services, loyalty and respect towards our neighbor enriches our spirit. Our scoreboard mentions will be presented by our good friend and DeSales alum Kevin Minyagi at Minyagi Hauling Services. Need a haul? Give Kevin a call at 509-301-3331. We're also blessed to have these halftime sponsors on our DeSales broadcast. Tallman's Pharmacy sponsors our halftime report. The local Knights of Columbus, Michael Flora Council 766 in Walla Walla sponsors our athletic director's update. And halftime statistics are presented by our good friend and DeSales alum Eddie Unk at the MacArthur Company. During our post-game show, we have Harold's PowerVac powering our post-game show. Our good friends Adam Edwards and DeSales alum Dave Ron also have Eric Kimball, CPA, sponsoring our player of the game. And our good friend and DeSales alum Eddie Unk at the MacArthur Company also sponsoring our final statistics. During the course of our Concrete Industries pregame show this evening, we're going to have starting lineups for you presented by Todd Kimball, a Tom's Yard Care Coach's Corner interview with the DeSales head coach Josh Richard. But coming up next, a Walla Walla OMS player profile interview. We'll have it for you after we step aside for a one-minute timeout. You're listening to Irish Radio, presented by Conan Rock Products on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
My name is Father Leo Paddling Hug. I want to feed you. Please just try it. If you do die, I can do your funeral. I'm here to build bridges, one plate of grace at a time. The only thing I can say at this point is bon appetit.
Father Leo Paddling Hug is coming to Walla Walla's Assumption Parish for a three-day mission on November 8th, 9th, and 10th. Stay tuned for more information.
Hi, this is Justin Tubner, General Manager of Walla Walla Toyota. The season has changed and so has our inventory. We have almost 150 new Toyotas both on the ground and arriving shortly. We also have over 80 used cars, trucks, and SUVs ranging from the under $10,000 starter car to the slightly used Toyota certified vehicle. Come visit us at Walla Walla Toyota where the answer is yes and cars, kindness, and community is what we're all about.
Wilbur and Melrose in Walla Walla's Eastgate.
Listen to Irish Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Welcome back to Irish Radio, everyone. Presented by Conan Rock Products, I'm Roy Elia. And the Concrete Industries pregame show continues with the player profile. It's presented by our good friends Dr. Antonio Casso and Dr. Cecil Ash at Walla Walla Oral and Maxillo Facial Surgery. Walla Walla OMS is located at 312 South 3rd Avenue. We are delighted to be joined by Manning and Maddox Filan, senior members on this year's undefeated DeSales football team. Manning, let's start with you. How's the season been thus far? 5-0, record-wise, can't do much better than that, and some very good wins against some good opponents.
I think it's gone great so far. I'm happy where we are right now. We're playing great. We're being pretty strong on the line this year, which is what we really needed. That's all I got, really.
Maddox, from your perspective, how has the season gone thus far?
I think it's going really great. Our defense has definitely picked up a lot more. Definitely could work on offense, but defense is a lot better this year.
And this game last Friday afternoon, boy, it was a thriller as it turned out. And a win against a very, very good football team in Liberty. The Irish build a 32-7 lead and then hang on for a 38-27 triumph. I imagine that both of you were exhausted after that contest. Maddox, let's start with you. Certainly a great, great win last Friday.
Yeah, it was really fun. I thought our defense was definitely a lot better than our offense, obviously. It's really we haven't played as much games lately that are as difficult as that game. So that game really helped us this year.
And Manning, what a great way to end the contest. Irish are up 32-27, 2 minutes to go. You're able to break through, get a strip sack, a fumble recovery by one of your teammates, and then two plays later, Cohen Wood puts the thing away with a 58-yard run. Tell us about that defensive play, the strip sack that gave the Irish possession back at around their 40-yard line.
Yeah, I'm just lucky I saw it coming soon, because I didn't really get too much sacks early in the game, but that was basically the perfect time to get one. Yeah, I'm just happy it worked out.
And this contest certainly tested the stamina of the team. Now, we have seen a lot of running clock games and that, so what do you think are the benefits of the contest last Friday from the standpoint of having to slug it out with another team for 48 minutes? Manning, let's begin with you.
This definitely tested our stamina and our energy, how much we can play. And I think if we had our guys back, we're definitely ready to play as long as we want to and out-energize the team, I would say. Something like that, yeah.
And Maddox, how about you? How do you think this game last Friday will benefit the team in the long run?
Not only did it help our main starters play really well, but I really thought our backups that came in really, really improved this game. It just showed that we're a bigger team than just the starting eight or whatever.
And it was a very, very interesting contest from the standpoint there was some adversity to face right off the bat. DeSales down a couple of starters in the trenches, Alan Campos and Hudson Hall. So, Manning, what was that adjustment like? I mean, you live, eat, drink, sleep in the trenches, obviously. But what was it like having to go out there minus Alan and minus Hudson?
Well, I just had to come into the game a lot more ready and able to lift the team up because they're gone. So I have to do what I can do to get our line to get through and play as hard as we can, lift up the backups as well.
And Maddox, this coming Friday night, the Irish will be closing an unusual four-game homestand against Sunnyside Christians. So this week, I guess it's just a case of the team trying to come down a little bit from that big, big win last Friday and just go right back to work and kind of a business-as-usual type approach.
I expect us to keep working hard, even though it may be a not as competitive game, but their Sunnyside definitely has a great team that we can play against, and I just hope we keep the energy going.
And Manning, we touched on the adversity, having two starters out due to injury. How do you think the young men that came in for him, Nick Quattle and Santiago Saldano, did? Certainly under a lot of pressure against, again, a very, very solid football team.
I think they did pretty good for not playing so much so far. I'm happy how they played. Everyone could improve. They can as well. I can as well. But I'm happy what they did so in that game so far.
And Maddox, looking ahead, well, we've got Sunnyside Christian, then a road trip to MAP to next week, and then the big one on October 24th with Liberty Christian at Ty Baffney Field. What is the approach of the ball club going into this home stretch? The season now more than half old.
This is definitely part of the season where it gets a lot difficult to keep playing. Everyone loses, you know, motivation to keep playing, and it just gets harder. So I just hope we all stay together, and it kind of separates the men from the boys, and we all want to stay men and keep strong.
Now let's talk about your future, as you're both seniors. Manning, do you have a school or schools in mind that you'd like to attend and a major that you're thinking about engaging in?
Yeah, I've been thinking about it for a while. I obviously love sports like basketball and football, but I'm probably not good enough to play anywhere, but I'm thinking about going to WSU and going to agriculture and farming with my dad in the future and some family members.
That would be super. And Maddox, how about you?
I'm actually the same as him. Plan to go to some college to work on agriculture. If I can, I might go to my community college and play a little basketball, but I'm not sure.
Well, I have no doubt that the future is bright for the Phelan brothers, and I certainly have no doubt that this 2025 season still has a lot more excitement in store. We know that the Phelan brothers are going to be a big, big part as we head down the stretch of this 2025 football season. And we want to thank Manning and Maddox Phelan so very much for joining us for our player profile segment this week. It was presented by our good friends Dr. Antonio Casso and Dr. Cecil Ash at Walla Walla Oral and Maxillo Facial Surgery. Walla Walla OMS is located at 312 South 3rd Avenue. And coming up next, the Tom's Yard Care Coach's Corner, when the Concrete Industries pregame show continues after a one-minute timeout. You're listening to Irish Radio, presented by Conan Rock Products on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
People often ask how to avoid dog bites. First, never approach a strange dog, especially one that's tied up, behind a fence, or in a car. Don't pet a dog without letting them see and sniff you first. Never run away from a dog. Dogs naturally chase and catch fleeing prey. Don't surprise a dog that is sleeping, eating, chewing a toy, or caring for puppies. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Did you know that the first air conditioner was not created for cooling purposes? It was actually designed to control humidity. Air conditioners have come a long way since then, and they do so much more. The latest Carrier systems not only regulate moisture, they also keep you comfortably cool and improve indoor air quality. If you're in the market for a new air conditioner, ask the team at Grassy Refrigeration for their advanced options from Carrier. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
Listen to Irish Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Welcome back to Irish Radio, everyone. Presented by Conan Rock Products, I'm Roy Elia. And the Concrete Industries pregame show continues with the Coach's Corner. It's presented by our good friend and DeSales alum Tom Richard at Tom's Yard Care, a certified professional landscape maintenance company that has served the Walla Walla Valley for over two decades. Call 520-5457 for mowing, trimming, fertilizing, and commercial snow plowing services. And head coach Josh Richard, it turned out to be an exciting game last Friday afternoon at Ty Baffney Field on the DeSales High School campus. DeSales builds a big third quarter lead, 32-7. Liberty comes back strong, but in the end, the Irish hang on for a nice 38-27 victory, and that despite being down two starters in the trenches.
Yeah, it was definitely one of those games we weren't quite sure what to expect, being that it's an opponent we're not exactly familiar with, at least in the 8-man ranks. We played them in the 11-man ranks a few years ago. Definitely expected it to be a challenge, being that they're a 2B school. And it started out, I think, a little differently than I expected. I don't think I would have expected us to be up 24-7 at halftime. And then we get up 32-7. Right. And it's like, it definitely seemed like it was things were really, really going our way. But then a couple things didn't go our way and a couple more things went their way. And the next thing you know, it's a one score game. But, you know, on both sides of the ball, we made two really big plays that helped seal it. First with Manning's strip sack and Dominic jumping on that. And then Cohen getting a long touchdown run to put us up by two scores. And overall, it was definitely a great experience for our boys, I think. And the fact that we did it missing two of our starting offensive and defensive linemen is also makes it a little bit more special.
Liberty got off to an outstanding start, driving 80 yards on the first series of the game. But boy, what a response by the Irish, driving 90 yards to go up 8-7. What does it say about the character of this ball club?
Yeah, it was definitely a great response to Liberty's opening drive. Wasn't a surprise that they were able to move the ball such a long distance, a little more common in the 11-man game. But again, our boys came out that first offensive series, and we chunked it right down the field and finished it off with a touchdown. And that was great to see, and going to need to be able to do more of that in the future.
And the defense continues its ball hawking, if you will. 4 interceptions in the game, bringing the 2025 total to 13. And 3 of the picks last Friday, compliments of a freshman, Tice Wood.
Yeah, defense has been doing really well, forcing turnovers this year. We're doing a great job of getting our front to match our secondary, and that's what you need. And the DBs have responded well when balls have been thrown their way. And Tice, he does a great job out there, especially as a freshman. He has a really good knack for reading receivers and reading the quarterback. And 3 interceptions is awesome, especially the pick 6, I think, which put us up 32-7, I think. So just great job all around by our defense, and our defense is definitely what carried us in that game for sure.
And 1 pick by Jason Guest, a huge return into the red zone, and that interception led to an Irish touchdown.
Yeah, Jason's done a good job for us at safety. And he's one of those kids that if he gets the ball in his hands, he can take it a long ways and not a very long time. He's a pretty fast kid, and he fights through a lot of tackles, and he set us up to get that touchdown to Mac, which took us a little bit longer than I would have liked. I think it was on a third or fourth down, but it took us a few plays in the red zone to get in the end zone. But nonetheless, we got in and got one of our touchdowns on offense.
And it was certainly a big, big touchdown indeed, as it turned out, with that outstanding comeback, that gallant comeback by Liberty in the second half to make it a 1-score game late in the fourth quarter. Now, we look at the defense. 7 sacks in that contest. Irish gave up 6, had only given up 4 all season, but there was some adversity across the front. But considering that Santiago Saldana and Nick Quattle don't have a lot of playing experience, they held up reasonably well against what was a relentless Liberty defense.
Yeah, they got after us really, really good, really starting in that second half. They started blitzing us quite a bit, and their 1 defensive end, number 14, he was a handful for sure. And Nick and Santi, they definitely worked their butts off in there to step in for Hudson and Allen, and they were able to do that enough. And I give Cohen a lot of credit for sticking back there, because he took a fair amount of shots back there, more than he's used to, like you mentioned, referred to, compared to the rest of the year. But again, it was good for us to have to fight through some adversity, and we had to do that on both sides of the ball.
And the 7 sacks achieved by the defense, you had 3 players with 2 sacks apiece.
Yeah, the D-line really stepped it up, and the linebackers. They've been working hard. Defensive coaches have been working to put them in good positions in order to make those plays, and for the most part, they've executed the play calls that they've needed to. And if we can get pressure, that's either going to give us a sack or at least some form of incompletion, whether that's an incompletion or an interception. So both the front end and the back end worked pretty well together so far.
And that win came amongst the celebration of Sausage Fest weekend.
Yeah, that's always fun to get a win on Sausage Fest. It's kind of like a homecoming, which we had the week before. So anytime you get a good Sausage Fest win, it always makes it a little easier to go in the gym after the game.
Now, this week's opponent, Sunnyside Christian, a team that DeSales has handled in recent years, but it's just a matter, I guess, of not worrying too much about the opponent. It's worrying about what you have to do, and, of course, the health of the ball club could be a concern going into this game.
Yeah, definitely. We have to, you know, it's kind of that time of the year where it is a lot about, you know, making sure we're doing our things right, and as opposed to worrying so much about what the opponent's doing. And, you know, Sunnyside's definitely an example of that. You know, regardless of how things have gone in the past, we just got to keep working on getting our techniques better and, you know, our play calling better also. And that's just kind of the way it is this time of year. And we'll focus on making sure that we're getting our guys healthy. We're definitely a little bit banged up after the Liberty Spangle game. And again, not going to overlook anybody, but we will probably take advantage of making sure that our guys are healthy for the expected playoff games, and not going to push anybody too far unless we absolutely have to.
And that will do it for this edition of our Coach's Corner. It was presented by our good friend and DeSales alum Tom Richard at Tom's Yard Care, a certified professional landscape maintenance company that has served the Walla Walla Valley for over two decades. Call 520-5457 for mowing, trimming, fertilizing, and commercial snow plowing services. And coming up next, the Todd Kimball starting lineups, when the Concrete Industries pregame show continues after a one-minute timeout. You're listening to Irish Radio, presented by Conan Rock Products on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of products and services to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Give security, peace of mind, and so much more with a gate from Doyle Electric. Whether you need added security for your community, home, or business, a gate will enhance your security and is convenient. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
Whether you're a friend of Walla Walla Catholic Schools or an alum who received an education for life, it's time to reconnect and make some noise. The Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends exists for all of you. We're here to help maintain an enduring relationship between our Catholic schools and you, our alumni and friends. Get involved. Like us on Facebook. Email us at alumni@wallawallacatholicschools.com. And then make some noise. Go Irish!
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
And back once again at Ty Baffney Field on the DeSales High School campus, along with Steve Taylor. I'm Roy Eliah, continuing our Concrete Industries pregame show with starting lineups presented by Walla Walla County Commissioner, local farmer, and DeSales alum Todd Kimball. Next time you see Todd, ask him how he's doing, and he'll likely reply, "Better than I deserve." The starting lineup for the DeSales Irish, as announced by head coach Josh Richard. On offense, at quarterback, Cohen Wood, 6 feet tall, 175 pounds and a junior. At running back, Caleb Bingham, 6 feet 2 inches tall, 185 pounds and a junior. Wide receivers, Jason Guest, 5 feet 9 inches tall, 145 pounds and a senior. And Malachi Raymond, 6 feet 2 inches tall, 170 pounds and a junior. Starting tight end, Dominic Fazzari, 6 feet tall, 160 pounds and a sophomore. And up front, Nick Quattle, 5 feet 11 inches tall, 200 pounds and a junior. Santiago Saldana, 5 feet 8 inches tall, 180 pounds and a sophomore. And Manning Filan, 6 feet tall, 190 pounds and a senior. The starting defense for DeSales, the defensive ends, Anakin Houchin, 5 feet 7 inches tall, 140 pounds and a senior. Ben Garcia, 5 feet 10 inches tall, 175 pounds and a junior. Defensive tackles, Manning Filan, 6 foot, 190 pounds and a senior. And Joao Marquez, 5 feet 11 inches tall, 210 pounds and a junior. Middle linebacker, Caleb Bingham, 6'2", 185 and a junior. Cornerbacks, Tice Wood, 5'9", 135 pounds and a freshman. And Maddox Filan, 5 feet 8 inches tall, 155 pounds and a senior. And the starting safety, Jason Guest, 5 feet 9 inches tall, 145 pounds and a senior. Those are the starting lineups. They were presented by Walla Walla County Commissioner, local farmer, and DeSales alum Todd Kimball. Next time you see Todd, ask him how he's doing, and he'll likely reply, "Better than I deserve." That'll do it for our pregame show. It was presented by our good friend and DeSales alum Dave Conan at Concrete Industries, 512 North 13th Avenue in Walla Walla. Call 525-9143 or send an email to dave@concreteindustries.com for all your concrete queries. The opening kickoff of this football game, it's going to be recovered by the DeSales Irish, I believe, at around the 45-yard line in DeSales territory. Sunnyside Christian going into the bag of tricks right away as our first quarter is presented by ACO Janitorial Services. And are they going to say that Sunnyside Christian recovered the ball? I believe they are. So Sunnyside Christian with a break right away on the Farmers Insurance kickoff, recovering that short kickoff at the DeSales 45-yard line, Steve.
Yeah, it made all the criteria. It hit the ground. It went 10 yards. The receivers had an opportunity at it. It was a good idea, and the guy that spearheaded the whole thing was just ran right to the football. So good play for Sunnyside Christian.
Jake Svink, the starting quarterback for Sunnyside Christian. Start with an I in the backfield. He's under center. Going to hand off to the first back through. He's going to go off the left-hand side, pick up 2, maybe 3 yards on the play before the Irish perform a little bit of gang tackling on that sequence. And the ball was carried by whom? It was carried by big number 72, Rowan Prinz, I believe, Steve.
Yeah, and Caleb Bingham stepped up and took on a big hit with that big guy, and then the rest of the team just helped him out.
Second down, 7 yards to go for Sunnyside Christian at the DeSales 42-yard line. Equal running room to either side, an empty backfield, 2 receivers each way. And the shotgun formation for Smink, man in motion to the near side. And he is going to get a little pitch, and he's going to run near side, and he's going to break it. He's going to have an Edward Jones, Hank Warden first down. He's still on his feet after breaking a couple of tackles. Now he advances to the far side. A penalty flag is thrown behind the play, and finally a tackle on the far side by Jason Guest. A big, big gain on the play for Gunnar Allseth, but I think a lot of it's going to be coming back due to a penalty and a tough, tough break for Sunnyside Christian, Steve.
Yeah, and I saw the block in the back, so I'm pretty sure that's what we're going to have here. So that would be against Sunnyside Christian. Here we go.
Illegal use of hands is the call against the Knights. So Sunnyside Christian getting off to a quick start in this ball game. And the ball is going to come back outside the 30-yard line, but it may still be an Edward Jones, Hank Warden first down. It is, as a matter of fact, at the DeSales 32.5-yard line. So that advance was good for 10 yards on the little shovel pass.
And a lot of effort by the running back. He did a great job of finishing the play on his own.
Sunnyside Christian up to the line of scrimmage at the DeSales 32. And Smink is going to keep it, go around the far side. And the Irish are after him. He's going to go down, almost go down, outside the 40-yard line at around the 45. A good rush on the far side by Ben Garcia of the Irish team.
Yeah, and he went down and was able to have the presence of mind to throw it downfield towards a receiver. And so there is no intentional grounding, so it's just an incomplete pass. With a lot of yardage run by everybody, but it was a good play on the quarterback's part.
Second down and 10 yards to go for Sunnyside Christian at the DeSales 32-yard line. We're a minute and 14 seconds into the opening quarter. No score on the board. Empty backfield once again. Allseth in motion to the near side. And Smink going to pass it to Allseth on the near side. And he is going to be wrapped up by Anakin Houchin after a short advance. Might have picked up a couple of yards on the play, Steve.
Yeah, Anakin did a great job on that. Wrapped him up and just took him down, and by the time he was on the ground, then everybody else showed up. Nice job, Anakin. And the Knights are showing a little bit of something here at the beginning of this. Nicely done.
Third down, 8 yards to go for Sunnyside Christian at the DeSales 30-yard line. Wide side of the field to the right, an eye in the backfield. The up man is big number 72, Rowan Prinz, 5'9", 240-pounder. And Smake is going to get loose. Far side, he has an Edward Jones, Hank Warden first down, going to be thrown down inside the 10-yard line by Jason Guest. So a rushing first down for Smink and the Knights. And Sunnyside Christian at the moment stunning the Irish, Steve.
Yeah, they're showing us something here, but it'll be interesting to see if they have the legs. We've been doing the counting, and they've got 11 players. 11 players, that's going to be really tough. That's that. And as the Knights come back up to the line of scrimmage.
Wide side of the field to the left, first down and goal to go for Sunnyside Christian. Shotgun formation, Smink the quarterback. Receiver near side, two receivers far side. Now in motion to the near side is Allseth. And he's going to take the snap, go right up the middle, and he's going to dive into the end zone for a Tompkins Appliance touchdown. So Sunnyside Christian on the board with 9 minutes and 40 seconds remaining to be played in the first quarter. And for the second consecutive week, the Irish fall behind, allowing the first touchdown of the game, Steve.
Yeah, and that was a good drive by the Knights. I mean, a trick play to start it off, and now we're going to do a swinging gate where everybody is all positioned on the left-hand side. And we got the quarterback in the center in the middle of the field.
And Smink in the shotgun formation. He takes the snap. Going to run near side. And he's going to be thrown down on the near side. A good defensive play by the Irish. A nice tackle on the near side by Jason Guest. So the Chase Electric two-point conversion after the penetration into the Premier Motors end zone fails. And with 9:40 left in the first quarter, Sunnyside Christian 6, DeSales, no score. And we'll be back in 1 minute. You're listening to Irish Radio, presented by Conan Rock Products on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Do you want to know what's really going on in the Walla Walla Valley? Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now, a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Now publishing for more than 150 years, the Union Bulletin is proud to support our communities with local, independent journalism. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent 3 sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Farmers Insurance kickoff, an onside kick by James Perez. It is recovered at the DeSales 49-yard line by the Irish. A nice job that time by Sam Kolb to recover that kick that took some nice bounces on the part. Sunnyside Christian.
And Sam did exactly what he's supposed to, possess the ball and get to your knees. Good job.
So the Irish trailing 6-0, first down and 10 at their 49-yard line. Receivers each way. Cohen Wood, play action fake, back to pass. Going to throw a deep ball far side. Receiver out there. Receiver makes the catch. It is Guest. He's inside the 10 and thrown down at around the 5-yard line. First down, goal to go, just like that for the Irish. A big passing play, 46 yards, Steve.
Yeah, and most of that was in the air. That was amazing. Wasn't it a few years ago, I think I was out driving truck and the Irish did something like this, and I text you, what took them so long to score?
I think that was a Yakima Nation tribal a couple of years ago when they went back the opening kickoff. Well, they're going to mark the ball, I think, at the 4-yard line, so a passing advance of 47 yards. First down and goal to go for the Irish, who trail 6-0. Wide side of the field to the right, and an inside handoff to Bingham, and Caleb is hit at the line of scrimmage. Might have gotten forward for a yard, but not much more, Steve.
Yeah, that was a good swarming defense. Got to say some good things about Sunnyside Christian. They've been coached well, that is for sure. And we were noticing that there was, 6 of them over 200 pounds. I mean, that's some beef up there. They look like some big young men.
Second down, goal to go for the Irish at the Sunnyside Christian 3-yard line. Coming up on the 8.5-minute mark, time remaining first quarter. And the snap back to Wood, and a penalty flag is going to be thrown. And I think Sunnyside Christian is going to be flagged for encroachment. And they are. At least the referee pointing that way.
So now they have to figure out, do we take it now, or do we take half the distance, or there's all sorts of things they got to talk about. But it's already been decided, and here we go.
Second down, goal to go for the Irish at the 2-yard line, perhaps the 1.5-yard line. Shotgun formation, Bingham in the backfield with Wood. Cohen going to pitch it near side, and Caleb Bingham will easily scamper into the end zone near side for a Tompkins Appliance touchdown. So a big, big pass play earned the Irish and Edward Jones hammering Hank Fortin first down. And a couple of snaps later, the Irish are in the end zone with 8:18 remaining in the first quarter. The Irish into the Premier Motors end zone for the first time tonight, Steve.
Yeah, it looks like we had a penalty, so we're going to get to redo that. And I'll be honest with you, I didn't see him signal anything, but we're getting to redo it.
Shotgun formation and movement at the line of scrimmage. And Sunnyside Christian encroached into the neutral zone.
Only about half of them.
Yeah, right.
So, unfortunately, you don't get 4 times 5 on that. You just get one penalty.
So they'll go half the distance to the goal. Chase Electric 2-point conversion. A pitch going to Guest. Guest bounces off one tackler, goes to the far side and into the end zone for the 2-point conversion presented by Chase Electric. There was no penalty just a moment ago on that run by Caleb Bingham, but sometimes the leaves and the fall foliage can look like a penalty flag on occasion. But in any event, 8:18 remaining first quarter, DeSales 8 and Sunnyside Christian 6. That's your Manyagi Hauling Services score. We'll be back in 1 minute. You're listening to Irish Radio presented by Conan Rock Products on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467. For Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
Did you know that D.A. Davidson has been in business for 90 years? Behind our history is a solid balance sheet and a legacy of community involvement. We encourage our financial advisors like Nick Lyons to volunteer throughout Walla Walla and give back to the causes that matter most. When planning your future, why not work with a local firm that truly cares? Visit Nick Lyons at 102 West Main Street. Lyons Investment Planning. An advisor with D.A. Davidson & Company, member SIPC.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Malachi Raymond to deliver the Farmers Insurance kickoff. Kicks it to the far side. Going to be taken on a bounce. Muffed on a bounce. Ball is fielded inside the 30-yard line. And after a couple of missed tackles, the ball carrier will advance to the 30-yard line. Some nice special teams work by the Irish overall. Caleb Lomers with that short return to the Knights' 30-yard line, Steve.
Yeah, and that was a knuckleball. That ball didn't rotate at all. No. It stayed the north and south, just up and down, just like it's I've never seen that before.
So for the second time tonight, the Knights will go on offense, this time at their 30-yard line, first down and 10 yards to go. DeSales 8, Sunnyside Christian 6, 8 minutes, 12 seconds remaining to be played in the first quarter of this 8-man football game. And some movement at the line of scrimmage. And I'm guessing that Sunnyside Christian is going to be flagged for a false start, and they are.
Yeah, I kind of suspect that maybe they have somebody playing out of position or not normally used to playing in that position. But they're a little anxious. That's normal.
Sunnyside Christian with 11 players on its roster. Irish played Yakima Nation Tribal. Eagles had 27 on the roster, but only 13 were suited up here a couple of weeks ago, and the teams got together here at Ty Baffney Field. Smink is under center, is going to take it on a quarterback keeper, and he will advance past the line of scrimmage. Looks like he'll pick up 4 yards on the play to the 29, Steve.
Yeah, it looks like he ran into Caleb Bingham in there in the middle of that, and then he had a whole bunch of green shirts help him out, but Caleb was ready for that quarterback sneak and took him down. Nice job, Caleb.
Second down, 11 yards to go for Sunnyside Christian at its 29-yard line, wide side of the field to the left. A tight formation, an eye in the backfield, and Smink again under center. 12 on the play clock. He'll roll to the near side and he is going to get across the 30, get close to the 34-yard line. A nice effort going off the left side by the Knights quarterback, Steve.
Yeah, and I'm trying to get a number, but it looks like, guess that maybe, oh, no, that was Tice Wood that got a hold of him. You can't always tell by the pink socks anymore.
That's true.
There's more than one of them out there wearing pink socks. I think two of them are brothers, so.
Third down, a half dozen yards to go for Sunnyside Christian at its 34-yard line. Your Yagi Hauling Services score with 7 minutes and counting left in the first quarter. DeSales 8 and Sunnyside Christian 6 against Smink under center. Going to pitch it back. And Elseth going to throw a pass far side, and the pass is overthrown and incomplete. And nice coverage on the far side by Guest. Again, Sunnyside Christian reaching into the bag of tricks, but this time, no such luck, Steve.
Yeah, and Guest was looking for a little bump back down there, but I think the ball had already passed him when he got bumped. So, yeah, if there's anybody here watching that game, if you disagree with me, you can wave at me, but it sure looked like the ball had already passed him, so it can't be pass interference.
Fourth down, 6 yards to go for Sunnyside Christian. Ball at the Knights' 34-yard line. Looks like they're going to go for it. Play clock is down to 5. Receiver out to the far side. Shotgun formation. Smink going to run a quarterback draw. He's across the 35, breaks some tackles, and he is into the defensive backfield. May go all the way near side. Filan is in pursuit. Can he tackle him? He will, down and around the 5-yard line. So some missed tackling, some sloppy tackling on the part of the Irish. Helps Sunnyside Christian on that play tremendously. And Edward Jones, Hank Warden, first down. Smink gets loose for a big gain and a fourth down conversion, Steve.
Yeah, I don't know where Maddox Pyland got that, but he turned on the afterburners and he caught up with Finks. And I think he's a little sore right at the moment. Plus, probably didn't land the way he wanted to. But that was a good run.
The ball is spotted. Looks like the 4-yard line. That run just a moment ago, good for 62 yards. Smink with 101 yards rushing already. And now it is Allseth going off the left-hand side, and he's into the end zone for a Tompkins Appliance touchdown. So Sunnyside Christian on the board again. They have been unstoppable here in the early going, Steve.
Yeah, we've got to figure them out. And I know the defensive coach, which I kind of do, I think he'll figure it out and make a few adjustments. And we just got to stop number 4, Mr. Jake Sminks.
Chase Electric 2-point conversion coming for Sunnyside Christian. The Knights have retaken the lead 12-8 with 6:18 remaining first quarter. And Smink is going to pass. Pass to the far side is through the hands of the intended receiver far side and incomplete. He was looking for Allseth far side, but the pass through his hands and incomplete. 6:18 remaining first quarter. Sunnyside Christian 12, DeSales 8. We'll be back in 1 minute. You're listening to Irish Radio, presented by Conan Rock Products on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Hopper Specialty Meats is Walla Walla's newest retail butcher shop. We specialize in traditional smoked meats, bacon, ham, jerky, and fresh sausages, all made in-house with our own spice blends and smoked in our state-of-the-art smokehouse. Hopper Specialty Meats draws from American and Northern European traditions. We make classic charcuterie and old world sausage with real wood smoke. If you really want to know how the sausage is made, well, our cutting room is visible right from the retail shop. Hopper Specialty Meats, 930 West Rose Street, Walla Walla.
Now in our 75th year, Dale Graves, Inc. GMC continues to be your dealership of choice. While many dealers have gouged the public with outlandish markups during the supply shortages, Dale Graves never did. Please check out our inventory at DaleGravesInc.com for in-stock and in-transit vehicles. Since 1950, our tradition of satisfaction continues. Dale Graves, Inc., South 9th across from the fairgrounds, Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Johnny Miller is set to deliver the Farmers Insurance kickoff. The Sunnyside Christian Knights into the Premier Motors end zone again. The Knights leading the Irish by a score of 12-8. An end-over-end kick to the far side. Going to be bobbled and taken by Malachi Raymond at around the 20-yard line. He's to the 25, hesitates, looks to get to the near side, and does. He's to the 30, and he is going to be taken out of bounds on the near sideline. taken out of bounds on the near sideline by Joseph Torres of Sunnyside Christian. So the Irish get the ball back, and the Sails will start out across its 30-yard line, Steve.
Yeah, and I'm seeing on the case of the Knights, maybe some of the younger players are not sure of their tackling technique. That was a little high tackle. Those are legal. They're not the way the coaches taught them, but that wasn't even close to anything illegal. So that was a good enough tackle.
That return a moment ago on the part of Malachi Raymond to the DeSales 33-yard line, first down and 10 yards to go. Two receivers to the near side, the short side of the field. Bingham in the backfield along with Wood. Shotgun formation. Cohen takes a snap. Pitches far side, Bingham, it's wide open, 35, 40, 45, Caleb Bingham, 50, 45, 40, far sideline, east of the 30, and taken out of bounds on the Biagi Appraisal Services sideline, far side, at around the Knights, 25-yard line, Steve, and Edward Jones hammering Hank Warden first down.
Is this going to be a night of big plays?
Oh, that was, my word.
That was a great play. You can run it this far, we can run it that far, so. Nicely done. Caleb Bingham just took off, and once he got through the line of scrimmage, it was done.
37 yards on the play to the Sunnyside Christian 30. First down and 10 at 4 to Sales. Wide side of the field to the right. Two receivers right. Signals called. Went back to pass. Sets up. Pass near side. Guest is there, and Guest will drop the ball at around the 5-yard line. The ball right through his hands. And incomplete. And what a tough break. He had the defender beaten at near side on the Biagi Appraisal Services sideline, but the pass uncharacteristically through the hands of Jason Guest and incomplete, Steve.
Yeah, that's usually a pretty sure bet. I would have put money down on that one, but it's going to happen. It didn't hit him in the hands either. So that was unusual.
Second and 10 for the Irish at the Sunnyside Christian 30-yard line. Sunnyside Christian 12, DeSales 8, 5:29 remaining in the first quarter. Here's a handoff to Caleb Bingham. Bingham goes up the middle, and he will gain a couple of yards on the play. Maybe three, Steve.
Yeah, and those were 3 yards dragging two players with white jerseys on. That was a nice job by Caleb. He just kept pumping those legs and moving on down the field. Nicely done. Give him a break.
Third down coming up for the Irish. Third down and a long 7 to go. Sunnyside Christian at 27-yard line. Jeremy Yagi hauling services score as we go inside of 5 minutes remaining first quarter. Sunnyside Christian 12 and DeSales 8. Empty backfield. Three receivers, two right, one left. And Wood back to pass. Sets up in the pocket. Avoids one man. Now two tacklers, a penalty flag is down, pass to the near side is incomplete. He was looking near side for Dominic Fazzari. There is a penalty flag down and around the, no, it's just a towel, I beg your pardon, a towel back outside the 35-yard line in Sunnyside Christian territory. In fact, it came off of Cohen Wood, came very close to a sack, but not quite, Steve.
And that was a white towel, just so you know. We're looking for yellow flags. I'm picking on you, Roy. But nice job. Cohen Wood, I don't know, he got into the grass twice, but he was able to bust free twice. Nicely done.
Fourth and 7 for the Irish at the Sunnyside Christian 27-yard line. Again, an empty backfield, 4 wide receivers. Wood to pass. Pass far side is overthrown and incomplete. He was looking for Tyce Wood. And DeSales turns the football over on downs. And the way Sunnyside Christian has been moving this football, Steve, the Irish in some early trouble here.
Yeah, they need to figure out how to shut down number 4. He's been the biggest threat thus far, and I know we can outdo him for the long haul, but it doesn't make it any easier.
So first and 10 for Sunnyside Christian, a nice stand by their defense. After allowing a big run to Caleb Bingham of 37 yards, the Irish go from first and 10 at the Sunnyside Christian 30. 4 plays later, they're turning the ball over on downs. The dangerous snake in the shotgun formation. 2 receivers each way, wide side of the field to the left. He backpedals to pass, sets up, pass to the far side. He misses Allseth on the far side. Caleb Bingham with the coverage for the defense, Steve.
Yeah, and Smink, we talked about at the beginning of the game between you and I, and we remember him being a heck of a player, and he's sure showing out again this year. And if they're going to let him run at all, we're in trouble. So we've got to shut that guy down.
Second and 10 for Sunnyside Christian at its 27-yard line. The Knights 12, the Irish 8, with 4:29 remaining in the first quarter of this 8-man football game. We're delighted to have you with us on this beautiful, crisp fall night here at Ty Baffney Field. Smink in the shotgun, takes a quick snap, and a roll to the far side. They string the play out, and he is knocked out of bounds on the far sideline by Maddox Filan, who had a couple of sacks last week, 2 of 7 that the Irish recorded in that victory over Liberty. And no gain on that play, Steve.
Yeah, Maddox Filan just did a good job of bumping him out of bounds. There's no reason getting yourself hurt, but that just when you're set up like that, just finish the play and send him out of bounds.
Third down, 10 yards to go for Sunnyside Christian. Ball at the Knights' 27-yard line. Again, shotgun formation. And a pitch near side via Lobos with the carry. He'll cut it up the middle, and he is going to be stacked up. He got to the 30-yard line and not much further. Picked up about 3 yards on the play, Steve.
Yeah, I'm surprised on that. Vila Lobos was at least 12, 15 yards back from the line of scrimmage. I've never seen a back that far back. So I've been kind of noticing that, but that's the first time they pitched to him, and that's interesting.
Fourth and 7 for Sunnyside Christian at its 30-yard line, perhaps just across its 30-yard line, and they will go for it. Now, the last time they went for it on fourth down, it paid off handsomely, a big run for Smink. Trips formation to the right-hand side, and Smink back to pass. Has time now. Here comes the rush. Penalty flag is thrown as he rolls to the far side, passes to the far side. Receiver is wide open. The pass is incomplete. Villalobos had a couple of steps on Maddox Filan at far side, but the pass overthrown and incomplete. It wouldn't have mattered as Sunnyside Christian is called for holding. Irish refused the penalty and will take over on down, Steve.
Yeah, the hold was one of those right in front of God and everybody. I could even see it from up here. So that was, otherwise we would have got to the quarterback. They had to hold him. Of course, if they would have moved their feet, they might have had a chance.
Yes, and we've never heard that before, have
we? I've never said that yet. Have I? Do I sound like a broken record? Sorry, folks.
First and 10 for DeSales, just outside the Sunnyside Christian 30-yard line. Two receivers right, one left. Wood in the shotgun. Takes the snap, chest high. Rolls near side, and he will keep it himself. Cohen Wood down the near sideline. He is on his way. No flags down, and Edward Jones hammering Hank Warden first down. A Tompkins Appliance touchdown. Cohen Wood coasting down the Biagi Appraisal Services sideline near side for 6 points, Steve.
Yeah, Cohen Wood did a good job of reading the defense. He was a little bit slow getting out to the outside, and he was doing that on purpose, and they switched on those afterburners and right through the secondary, and nobody even got close to touching him. So nice run by Cohen Wood.
That's 4 touchdown runs on the season for Cohen Wood. Now with 34 carries on the season for 382 yards. Chase Electric 2-point conversion attempt and play action fake. Wood pass to the far side. The pass is caught by Dominic Pizzari for the Chase Electric 2-point conversion. With 3:13 remaining in the first quarter, DeSales reclaims the lead. Irish 16, Sunnyside Christian Knights 12, and we'll be back in 1 minute. Listening to Irish Radio, presented by Conan Rock Products on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
At Coffee Cravings, our baristas have an exceptional knowledge of espresso and all of the other elements that make our espresso drinks stand out from the rest. We use the finest ingredients, of course, which are essential. But our fantastic baristas are what make our espresso drinks so special. Fast, family-friendly, knowledgeable service with a smile. Our staff is waiting to serve you. Find out for yourself why we're the best at Coffee Cravings, 801 West Poplar Street and 1615 East Isaacs Avenue, Walla Walla.
Give the gift that keeps on giving. Quality vehicle service and repair at Walla Walla Transmission. We service all makes and models with ASC certified technicians who have decades of experience. We can repair it all, from your large diesel 4x4s to your high-performance sports cars and everything in between. Walla Walla Transmission provides complete auto repair and service. Call today to learn more. 525-8710. That's 525-8710. Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Malachi Raymond about to deliver the Farmers Insurance kickoff. The DeSales Irish into the Premier Motors end zone just moments ago. A 30-yard touchdown run by quarterback Cohen Wood. And the Farmers Insurance kickoff taken by Alseth. Near side. He is across the 25, angles to the near sideline, and is taken out of bounds on the near side by Dominic Fazzari. And it's a good thing he didn't go down. Dominic flinging him out of bounds just a bit, and the official was ready to throw the penalty flag, but then thought, no, let's not do it.
Yeah, sometimes when you realize where you were at, that was just a continuation motion from what he had started, but I also saw some pretty big guys in the white jerseys limping and barely breathing, getting their way up to the line of scrimmage. So if this is going to be a track meet, they're in for it.
First and 10 for Sunnyside Christian at its 32-yard line. DeSales 16 and Sunnyside Christian 12. That's your Manyaki Hauling Services score. 3:07 remaining in the first quarter. Here is a handoff, a running play on first down. Alseth up the middle, and he is met at the line of scrimmage by Caleb Bingham. A fine defensive play. Nothing doing it for Alseth. Maybe a half a yard, Steve.
Yeah, and it was a late substitution for the Irish, and luckily they got himself inside the hash mark, so he was a legal substitution. But, boy, he was just barely there.
Second down, a long 9 to go for Sunnyside Christian at its 32-and-a-half-yard line. 2:32 and counting left in the first quarter. Play action fake. Fazzari is after the quarterback. He rolls to the far side, throws his pass down the middle. It's going to be intercepted by Jason Guest at the 50, 45. He's to the 40 and taken down at the Sunnyside Christian 40-yard line. And for the DeSales defense, that is interception number 14 on the season. But we have a penalty flag down. Back and around the 20-yard line. Going to call roughing the passer on the Irish, so forget about the interception. And that's going to give Sunnyside Christian an automatic first down.
Yeah. I'm not sure that I agreed with that one, but you know what? I'm not the guy that gets to call him. So that's a tough one, and that's the way he saw it. So this crew is from Yakima, so there shouldn't be any favoritism at all, and there wouldn't be anyway.
So a first down by penalty for Sunnyside Christian. The ball at the Knights 47-and-a-half-yard line. So the Irish let Sunnyside Christian off the hook by way of penalty. Empty backfield, Alseth in motion near side. And here is Smink going right up the middle. He's going to have Edward Jones, Hank Warden, first down the far sideline. And he is finally taken down inside the 30-yard line. And some fancy moves on the part of the Sunnyside Christian quarterback results in a Edward Jones, Hank Warden, first down, Steve.
Yeah, Jake Smink's doing a great job. Every time that guy gets to running, he's got a good chance of gaining 30, 40 yards. So it's a pretty impressive running from him, and we definitely got a track meet, but you got 27 guys against 11, and I hope they're figuring out how they're going to keep the oxygen moving for these guys, because they're going to be pretty tired by the end of this game.
1:48 and counting left in the first quarter. DeSales 16 and Sunnyside Christian at 12. Eye in the backfield, Spank under center. Going to hand it off to the second back through, going off the left-hand side. It is Alseth, and Alseth is going to get good yardage. He's taken down by Guest and Tice Wood, but a good gain on first down for the Knights, Steve.
Yeah, and Jason Guest isn't a whole lot of big, not that big of a guy, but he kind of laid a lick on that guy, that's for sure. And then Tice Wood helped him finish him up, so nice job, guys.
Second down, a couple of yards to go for Sunnyside Christian at the DeSales 19-yard line. The Knights in the red zone, trailing 16-12 as we approach the final minute, time remaining first quarter. Here's a backward pass to Allseth, going to go in the book as a rushing play, and the Irish are going to defense it very, very well. I believe it was Caleb Bingham, Santiago Saldana there for the defense, Steve.
Yep, that's the way I had it, too. And then number 13, Dominic Fazari, got involved there a little bit, too. But Caleb Bingham did a great job of wrapping him up, and he wasn't going anywhere. So nicely done. So we just got to stay within our game plan, guys. Don't worry about what they're doing. Just stay with what we're doing and just stop them every time you get. And here comes the Knights up to the ball.
With third down and 1 yard to go, a gain of one on that last play. The ball at the 18-yard line into Sales territory and some movement at the line of scrimmage. And it's going to cost Sunnyside Christian 5 yards for illegal procedure, Steve.
Yeah, that, like I said, I think we have a couple of people that are playing in an unusual position or they don't normally get a lot of play time or something, but something is definitely different. They're not comfortable where they're at. They're not hearing the signals or something.
Wide side of the field to the left. An eye in the backfield. Smink under center. Third down, a half dozen yards to go for Sunnyside Christian. Here is an inside handoff to the first back through, and the big man is going to get some pretty good yardage. Rowan Prinz with the carry. Prinz will advance, going to be stopped short of the first down, I believe, and that is the final play of the first quarter. And after one quarter of play, DeSales 16 and Sunnyside Christian 12. We'll be back in 1 minute. Listening to Irish Radio, presented by Conan Rock Products on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Is your heating and cooling system letting you down? Is it too hot in the summer and too cold in the winter? Hi, I'm Terry with Total Comfort Solutions, and we hear this a lot. Older systems are costly to run and very unreliable. Here at Total Comfort Solutions, we have just the fix. High efficient, reliable heating and cooling systems for as low as $130 per month. Act now, and we can even throw in some rebate money. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
You've worked hard to make it beautiful. Now get your yard ready for colder weather. LNG Ranch Supply, your local True Value hardware store in Walla Walla, carries rakes, fall fertilizers, lawn bags, tarps, everything you need to keep your yard looking nice through the winter. Plus, find a great selection of men's and women's Carhartt clothing. Remember to pick up a bag of Science Diet dog or cat food for your furry friends. Ask about weekly specials as well. Stop in today, LNG Ranch Supply, your local True Value hardware store off Tossick Way. A trusted name in the Walla Walla Valley, it's LNG Ranch Supply.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
The second quarter is presented by ACO Janitorial Services. Welcome back to Ty Baffney Field on the DeSales High School campus. Along with Steve Taylor, I'm Roy Eliah. A 5-yard run just a few moments ago by big Rowan Prinz, the 240-pound. Well, no, they say it was an Edward Jones Hank Warden first down. I thought he was marked just short, but apparently not. So a good play to end the quarter, Steve.
Yeah, that was a good play. I didn't think he came up with it, but from this angle, I couldn't have told you for 100%.
First and 10, Sunnyside Christian at the DeSales 17-yard line. Under center is Smink. He's going to keep it himself. Smink goes up the middle. Sunnyside Christian lineman throwing Manning Filan to the turf rather unceremoniously. Smink ahead for a couple of yards, Steve.
Yeah, that looked like a frustration tackle or a block or whatever you want to call it. So maybe Maddox finally is doing a good job. But actually, I got that name wrong.
It was Manning Filan.
It was Manning Filan. I get him backwards once in a while.
Well, they are twins after all.
Are they really?
Second down, 8 yards to go for Sunnyside Christian at the DeSales 15. Smink to the near side. They string the play out reasonably well. A penalty flag is thrown. He is taken out of bounds on the near side by Jason Guest. Is Smink. And Smink still down on the turf along the Biagi Appraisal Services sideline near side. And I'm thinking that Sunnyside Christian is going to be flagged for holding or illegal use of hands.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I saw a hold out there, and the jersey got pulled out. The coach is a little animated over here next to me, so I'm thinking he saw the same thing. Yep. Oh, they're gonna call it against them.
So holding is the call. Smink is still down on the near side. And what a bad break this would be for Sunnyside Christian. This young man, most impressive in this ball game at the moment, Steve.
Yeah,
prior to that last play, 8 carries for 128 yards.
Are you ready to suit up? They might need a QB.
Nope,
you're not going down there. Huh?
Not for the other team.
Not for the other team.
I'm a lot of things, but a traitor is not one of them.
I kind of figured that.
Forget about it. So let's see where they spot the football. I'm not sure they walked it off yet. Yes, they have, as a matter of fact. The ball back to the 23-yard line.
Well,
play is resumed. It'll be second down and about 17 yards to go, Steve.
Well, Smink will have to come out for one play, but I'm hoping he's okay. That's not a good thing. So how they're going to get him up, and it looks like he's going to be under his own power. So that's always the first good sign. So unfortunately, he's got to walk completely across the field.
But at least he's doing it on his own power.
Yeah, it is true. And so we probably haven't seen the last of him. And
we're 31 seconds into the second quarter. DeSales 16. Sunnyside Christian 12, that is your Manyagi Hauling Services score.
Oops, you can't. He's thinking he should get back in the play. That doesn't work that way. There you go.
So when play is resumed, Sunnyside Christian will scrimmage from the DeSales 23-yard line.
They can't afford to lose too many people if... Smink's out, that means there's two on the sideline that could go in, so that's pretty scary.
So it looks like Allseth will assume the quarterback duties. He is in the shotgun formation, has two backs behind him. Now he is under center, takes the snap, and now penalty flags are thrown. I'm guessing that Sunnyside Christian will be flagged for a false start, and they are, Steve.
Yeah, that's like I said, there's a lot of guys I think that are playing out of position or they're not used to playing, so I'm wondering what happened that maybe Sunnyside Christian has some people that are not eligible to play, and that's unfortunate for them.
Third down coming up. Third down and about 21 yards to go for Sunnyside Christian at the DeSales 28-yard line. The Knights up to the line of scrimmage. One receiver to the near side. It is Caleb Lomers. And Allseth takes a snap, pitches it to the near side. It is Villalobos, and he will be knocked out of bounds on the near sideline. The Yagi Appraisal Services sideline near side by Maddox Phelan. And it looks like there was a loss on the play. There was, as a matter of fact, a loss of a couple of yards, Steve.
Yeah, and Smink is up and moving over there. So anybody from Sunnyside Christian, that's a good sign. He's up and moving.
Yes, it
but
is.
He's not, he doesn't have his helmet on. The helmet's still on the ground, but he's up on his feet.
Sunnyside Christian at the line of scrimmage, shotgun formation. Allseth going to run it himself. And the Irish string out the play, and Caleb Bingham, I think, is going to bring him down. Well, he's going to struggle forward across the 30-yard line. He's inside the 30-yard line, and a pretty good effort by Allseth. But it looked like there wasn't a whole lot there, Steve.
Yeah, and plus he did that with Caleb Bingham on his back, and we got Jake Smink is back in the lineup. So the Sunnyside Christian faithful could take a big sigh of relief.
Fourth down and long yardage. The ball at the DeSales 25-yard line. Fourth down at or around 18 yards to go. And whistles are blown to halt things for just a moment.
They're asking Smink to go out for one play.
And they're going to reset the play clock at 25 seconds. So Allseth will still be the quarterback. He's in the shotgun, an empty backfield. Four receivers, two on each side, wide side of the field to the right. Allseth sets up to pass, has plenty of time. Now he's going to run it. He is inside the 25. He's inside the 20. Boys, you better tackle him, and they do. At around the 20-yard line, I believe it was Santiago Saldana with the tackle far side. And the Irish will take over on downs at around their 15-yard line, Steve.
Yeah, that was a gut check by Gunnar Allsett to step up there as the backup quarterback and just on in the middle of the play and run the ball like that and to gain as many yards as he did. That was impressive. So they're going to take over on defense, and I don't know if Smink made it back in or not. Unfortunately, they don't have numbers on their sleeves, so I can't see.
So the Irish defense holds, also aided by a couple of penalties on the part of Sunnyside Christian. DeSales starts at its 15-yard line, first down and 10 yards to go. Wood back to pass, pass to the near side. He does not have Jason Guest. The ball through his hands and incomplete.
That's uncharacteristic for Jason Guest.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he is usually diamonds with that, but it happens. Sometimes you can hear the footsteps of the guy behind you, and it can mess with you, and that could be what's happening. I'm not sure, but that could be what's happening. So Irish are back up to the line.
Second down and 10 yards to go at their 15-yard line. Your Manyagi Hauling Services score, 9:07 left in the second quarter. DeSales 16 and Sunnyside Christian 12. And Wood going to pitch it near side. Here is Caleb Bingham. And Bingham gets away from Smake. He is still on his feet. Caleb Bingham down the near sideline. Caleb Bingham one block away from breaking it. And he will be taken out of bounds on the Biagi Appraisal Services sideline near side by Allsett. But a big, big gain. And Edward Jones, Cameron, Hank Wharton first down in Sunnyside Christian territory, Steve.
Yeah, and that tackle was a legal tackle. It was not a horse collar, even though it met most of the criteria for a horse collar tackle, but it wasn't directly straight down. It was more as he dragging him down the field kind of a tackle. So it was a legit tackle. Nice run by Caleb Bingham, though. I mean, just made it around everybody.
All the way down to the Sunnyside Christian 32-yard line. First down, 10 yards to go for DeSales. Empty backfield. Wood back to pass. Pass caught by Ben Garcia. Garcia makes the catch, and he will get positive yardage inside the 30-yard line. Lost the football, but after he was down. And that completed pass, the 200th of Cohen Wood's Irish career, Steve.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive, and he's only a junior. So we got a little bit more time with Cohen. And that was a good catch by Ben Garcia. I mean, he wasn't standing there all by himself. He had a receiver right in his back pocket. Nice job.
Gain of 6 yards on the play. Second down, a long four to go for DeSales. The 27 of Sunnyside Christian. Trips formation at near side. We have whistles blown before the snap. A timeout called by the Irish with 7:57 remaining in the second quarter. DeSales 16 and Sunnyside Christian 12. And we'll be back in 30 seconds. Listening to Irish Radio, presented by Conan Rock Products on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Is your heating and cooling system letting you down? Is it too hot in the summer and too cold in the winter? Hi, I'm Terry with Total Comfort Solutions, and we hear this a lot. Older systems are costly to run and very unreliable. Here at Total Comfort Solutions, we have just the fix. High efficient, reliable heating and cooling systems for as low as $130 per month. Act now, and we can even throw in some rebate money. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
The DeSales Irish, minus Mateo Jimenez, minus Hudson Hall, leading Sunnyside Christian 16-12 with 7:57 remaining in the second quarter. Welcome back to Ty Baffney Field on the DeSales High School campus. Along with Steve Taylor, I'm Roy Elia. Empty backfield, trip formation left, and Wood back to pass. Looks far side, passes far side, receiver out there, and the pass overthrown and incomplete. Malachi Raymond was the intended receiver, looking for a flag far side, but it will go as an incompletion, Steve.
Yeah, and that was well defended. I'm trying to get the number who did that, but they did a good job. Wish I could see that far.
Well, it is a long way. I think it might have been Allsett.
I think you're right.
Gunnar Allsett with the coverage. That'll bring up third and four for DeSales. At the 27 of Sunnyside Christian, this time two receivers on each side, wide side of the field to the left. They come with a blitz. Wood pass to the far side. It is caught going to be an Edward Jones hammer and Hank Warden first down. No, it's not. It's dropped. My goodness, what is going on tonight? You look at Cohen Wood's statistics, you're going to say, boy, is he struggling 2 for 8. But, boy, that's at least the third drop the Irish have had in this ballgame.
Right, Steve. It's right in the hands, and we got to figure out what's going on here. He's not throwing – he doesn't have that much on him that the ball should be, you know, stinging out of the hands, but maybe we need a little more stickum on my hands or whatever it is.
Fourth down, a long 4 to go, 4 to Sales at the Sunnyside Christian 27-yard line. Two receivers left, one right. Raymond in motion to the near side, and Wood back to pass. Now he's going to run it. Far side, he's to the 20, the 15, the 10, the 5, and he is into the end zone. And Edward Jones hammering Hank Warden first down. A Tompkins Appliance touchdown. Cohen Wood with the touchdown, a 27-yard rush into the Premier Motors end zone. And with 7:39 remaining in the second quarter, DeSales increases its lead to 22-12, Steve.
Yeah, Cohen Wood just switched on the afterburner. As soon as he brought that ball down, he was off, and the secondary didn't even have a chance. He was through that line of scrimmage so fast, the secondary didn't have a chance, and I think he only had to make it one dodge, and he was just in there.
Now the Chase Electric two-point conversion try. Irish going with two tight ends, Alan Campos on the right and Dominic Fazzari on the left. Here's a pitch near side for Caleb Bingham, and he will get into the end zone for the Chase Electric two-point conversion. Really not a pitch that time. It was more like a backward pass to Caleb Bingham, but it works effectively. And with 7:39 remaining in the second quarter, DeSales 24 and Sunnyside Christian 12, and we'll be back in 1 minute. You're listening to Irish Radio presented by Conan Rock Products on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
You've worked hard to make it beautiful. Now get your yard ready for colder weather. L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value hardware store in Walla Walla, carries rakes, fall fertilizers, lawn bags, tarps, everything you need to keep your yard looking nice through the winter. Plus, find a great selection of men's and women's Carhartt clothing. Remember to pick up a bag of Science Diet dog or cat food for your furry friends. Ask about weekly specials as well. Stop in today, L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value hardware store off Tossick Way. A trusted name in the Walla Walla Valley, it's L&G Ranch Supply.
Calling all fall fanatics, the new DQ Fall Treat menu is here. Enjoy the new Caramel Toffee Cookie Blizzard Treat, made with a mesmerizing mix of chewy cookie pieces, toffee, and caramel. Or taste the return of the Pumpkin Pie Blizzard Treat, made with real pumpkin pie pieces. And shake it up this season with the new Maple Cookie Shake, blended with maple cookie crumbles. What are you waiting for? Try the DQ Fall Treat menu before autumn's over. Get them delivered in the DQ app, where happy tastes good. Good.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Malachi Raymond, Farmers Insurance kickoff. End over end kick down the middle. And it's going to be muffed. Muffed again. The ball carrier is going to go down very, very smartly indeed out across the 20-yard line. Allseth muffed it not once but twice. And smartly, instead of trying to pick the ball up and perhaps the risk of another muff or a fumble, he just goes down to two knees at the Sunnyside Christian 22-yard line, Steve.
Yeah, that was a smart play on his part. I mean, the muffs are going to happen. If anybody's ever caught an end-over kick, that's not the easiest thing to catch in the first place. And then to muff it right in front of everybody is tough. And then he did it again, but he did the right thing, and that was a good play.
First and 10 for Sunnyside Christian at its 22-yard line. Eye in the backfield. And Smake is back at quarterback. And will carry the football maybe for a yard before he is thrown down. A two-point takedown on the part of Manning Filan, Steve.
Yeah, we got a little pushing and a shoving down there. I think these guys have seen each other before, but hopefully the cooler heads will prevail and we don't get anybody doing anything stupid.
Like roughing the passer?
No, that was legit. I mean, he came in, as I thought he was was already committed to the tackle. I thought it was a tough call, but.
Okay, I take back what I said.
No, it was still uncalled for.
Second down, 8 yards to go, and here is a pitch play. Going to be a pass play, and the pass is going to be knocked down and incomplete. And nearly picked off by Jason Guest. They pitched to Allseth. Allseth rolled to the near side. passed the football, and the pass nearly picked off. Some nice defense on the part of the Irish. There were two green shirts there, including Jason Guest, Steve.
Yep, and the intended receiver was Jake Smink. So they a little halfback pass and or fullback pass. I don't remember who was which position he was in, but threw it to the quarterback.
Empty backfield, shotgun formation, third and 8 yards to go for Sunnyside Christian at its 24-yard line. Smink back to pass. Now he's going to run it. Looking to negotiate middle of the field. He's going to be taken down from behind by Manning Filan of the Irish. A good hard tackle from behind. But Smink gets ahead for a good yardage, setting up fourth down and four, Steve.
Yeah, Manning Filan did a good job introducing himself. And we're going to have timeout called by the Knights.
With 6:28 remaining in the second quarter, DeSales 24 and Sunnyside Christian 12. And we'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Irish Radio, presented by Conan Rock Products, 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Imagine your child has a cavity filled and leaves the dentist with no numbness. None. Dr. Stacy at Walla Walla Pediatric Dentistry is the first and only dentist in the community to utilize the cutting-edge technology called Solia. It's a powerful dental laser that allows most procedures to be done without a drill or local anesthesia. Your child will be able to eat and talk normally after the appointment and go right back to school. To learn more, call Walla Walla Pediatric Dentistry at 522-0555. That's 522-0555.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
The timeout period is over. Your Minyagi Hauling Services score with 6:28 left in the second quarter. DeSales 24 and Sunnyside Christian 12. The Knights will go for it. Fourth down and 4 yards to go. They're into the field at the 28-yard line. Play action fake to Allset. Near side, here is Smink. And Smink is going to be belted on the near side. He is taken out of bounds on the near side. A big hit by Maddox Filan. And Quaddle was also there for the defense. And I think he is short of the first down. He is short of the first down. He got just 1 yard on the play to the 29. So the Irish take over on down, Steve.
Yeah, Maddox Filan did an amazing job. Came up there and put a lick on him and then got pushed off the ball and then put another lick on him. Nicely done.
Should get that kid a Tootsie Pop, all those licks, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why not? One, a two, a three. That owl was a genius. Commercial from decades ago. First and 10 to Sales at the Sunnyside Christian, a 29-yard line after a defensive stop. A four and out for the Knights. Wood in the shotgun formation. Takes the snap, drops back to pass, looks far side, pass far side. It's going to be caught by Guest. Guest inside the 20, explodes down the far side and goes into the end zone. An Edward Jones hammering Hank Warden first down. A Tompkins Appliance touchdown of 29 yards. That's more like it, Jason Guest. Guest who's coming to dinner. Reservations for six for Jason Guest. And with a successful Chase Electric two-point conversion, I should say, it will be reservations for eight, Steve.
Yeah, that was a good catch. Good turn. He stumbled a little bit there, but he got his balance and was able to get it done. And here we go. The Irish are coming up to the line of scrimmage for the extra point.
Receivers each way. Wood in the shotgun. Drops back. Pass far side. Taken by Bingham. Caleb to the far side and just inside the pylon as he goes into the Premier Motors end zone for the Chase Electric two-point conversion. Boy, some excitement down that Biagi Appraisal Services sideline far side as Jason Guest, after taking that pass far side, turned on the afterburners and goes in from 29 yards away. And we're going to keep it here with 6:15 left in the second quarter. It's now DeSales 32. And Sunnyside Christian 12, Steve.
Yeah, I'm afraid for the Knights a little bit. They're not going to be able to man up with us on a track meet. There's 11 of them, and there's 27 of us. I know there's some injuries in there, but those numbers don't line up real well. It'd be like racing the 50 and having me. I could probably run hard for the first 25 feet. Then after that, you'd kill me.
Well, that's commendable.
Well, you know, I'm assuming I can make it 25 feet.
Well, just a few moments ago, Cohen Wood throwing his 26th touchdown pass of the season. He now has 68 touchdown throws in his Irish career, Steve.
That's amazing. And like I keep saying, he's only a junior.
So the Irish, another Farmers Insurance kickoff upcoming after another foray into the Premier Motors end zone. A 29-yard touchdown pass. Wood to Guest. The Irish by 20. Your Minyagi Hauling Services score with 6:15 left in the second quarter. DeSales 32 and Sunnyside Christian with 12. The run forward, the Farmers Insurance kickoff by Malachi Raymond. Going to be taken by Allseth, and he is going to lateral the football. And Spink is going to cut it up the middle of the field. Gets a block or two, breaks a tackle or two. He's down the far sideline, 45, and knocked out of bounds on the Biagi Appraisal Services sideline far side at the DeSales 40-yard line. A nice, nice play, a fine, fine play on the part of Sunnyside Christian. Allseth pitching back to the explosive Smink, and he advances into DeSales territory, Steve.
Yeah, and the Knights kind of got a freebie on that one. They got a block in the back that would have been a back about 35 yards, so they got a freebie.
So first and 10 for Sunnyside Christian at the DeSales 40-yard line. Knights up to the line of scrimmage. Four receivers, two each way. Wide side of the field to the right. Smink in the shotgun formation, standing back at his 46, or at the Irish 46, awaiting the snap. Allseth in motion. He will get the football. Starts left, now cuts it back up the middle, now dances back to the left-hand side, and he will pick up good yardage to the 35-yard line, Steve.
Yeah, that was a good job. Jason Guest, and I think maybe that was Tice Wood, got involved in that and did a good job. So that was a good job with them.
It's possible that might have been a little shovel pass.
Yeah.
That netted 5 yards for the Knights. And we're going to score it just that.
And the Knights are coming up to the line of scrimmage, second down and about five.
At the DeSales 35-yard line. Wide side of the field to the right. For the most part, a tight formation. One receiver on the right-hand side. And here comes a big Brahma Bull. Penalty flags. Two penalty flags are thrown, and Prinz is still on his feet. And he breaks a tackle. He goes inside the 20 and inside the 15, but it's going to come back because of a penalty.
Yeah, we got multiple flags down there. We just got to figure out who's going to be at fault here. We got holding against the Knights.
Illegal use of hands.
Yeah.
Another tough break for Sunnyside Christian. That was a heck of an effort by Prinz. He got into the defensive backfield, did a little spin, broke a tackle, and continued to advance the football, but it all goes for naught.
Yeah, that's always a tough situation, especially when you're the one that threw the flag and you're going to go, I'm sorry, he's coming back. But if the defender would have moved their feet or the offensive guy would have moved their feet, things like that might not happen.
Well, it must have been a rather flagrant foul because not one but two penalty flags were thrown.
Right, yeah, they both were watching the same part of the play.
So, second down and 10 yards to go for Sunnyside Christian at the DeSales 40-yard line. Equal running room to either side. A single set back in the backfield with Smink. Now he's in motion to the near side is Villalobos. And Smink drops back to pass, drops back to the midfield, right pass near side. It's off the hand of Villalobos and incomplete. Dominic Fazzari with the coverage. The Villalobos got behind him, but was not able to come up with that pass from Smink, Steve.
Yeah, Fazzari might have got a finger on it and just deflected it enough, but that pass didn't look too bad. I thought they had a chance, and Fazzari actually had a chance of catching it if he could have drug it down.
Your Minyagi Hauling Services score with 4:37 left in the second quarter. DeSales 32 and Sunnyside Christian 12. Knights third down and 10 yards to go at the DeSales 40-yard line. Tight formation, receiver near side. And a pitch coming around the near side is Prinz. He's inside the 35. And boy, did he put a hit on Maddox Filan, but Filan able to hang on to him. And he advances yard short of the first down. He gained 9, Steve.
Yeah, Prenn's at 240 pounds. Ooh. Against Matic Filon at, 155? That's not a fair matchup. But did a good job with it. So all you can do is just grab hold of him and wait for the cavalry.
Fourth down, 1 yard to go for Sunnyside Christian. Wide side of the field to the left. An eye in the backfield. Prinz is the up man. Smink under center. Prinz gets the handoff. He'll have an Edward Jones, Hank Wharton first down inside the 30. The Irish will bring him down at around the 25-yard line.
Looks like Tice Wood might even hit at the bottom of that pile. Tice Wood giving him, about 100 pounds? So that's pretty good. Prinz at 240 and Tice Wood's 135. That doesn't seem fair. Here we go. The Knights are coming up to the line of scrimmage.
After achieving an Edward Jones, Hank Wharton first down at the DeSales 25-yard line. Just inside of 3.5 minutes remaining in the second quarter, 32-12 DeSales. And Smink will roll to the far side, going to keep it. And he will get ahead past the line of scrimmage, well past the line of scrimmage. Steps out of bounds on the Biagi Appraisal Services sideline at far side after a pickup to the 20-yard line, a gain of 5, Steve.
Yeah, and the Irish did a pretty decent job of stringing that out. But I tell you what, Schmink just has a good technique of getting through that line of scrimmage, and all that good defense was for naught. But otherwise, I guess he would have ran it for a touchdown, but I'd like to see him string that out a little better.
Second down, a short 5 to go for Sunnyside Christian at the DeSales 20-yard line. All set in motion to the near side. Penalty flag is thrown. Here comes Smink near side. And Smink is going to run out of bounds on the near sideline. Pushed out of bounds. Little love tap on the near side by Jason Guest. Penalty flag down, and I'm thinking Sunnyside Christian is going to be flagged for illegal motion.
Yeah, illegal shift. We'll see what they got here.
Officials discussing it in the middle of the field. This is a officiating crew from Yakima.
Well, what I saw was there was no set. Everybody has to come set for 1 second, and one person stopped running as the next person started running, and that's an illegal shift. So we'll see what he's got here. Illegal shift against the Knights declined.
Well, he refused the penalty. But they're bringing the ball back. Ooh, to the 30-yard line. That's a little bit surprising.
Yeah, I'm not sure. If you declined the penalty, you shouldn't be bringing the ball back. But I think he's just missignaled something there. But we won't get clarification on that one.
Now I believe we have a timeout called, and we do, a timeout called by DeSales.
Timeout.
With 2:47 remaining in the second quarter. DeSales 32 and Sunnyside Christian 12, and we'll be back in 30 seconds. Listening to Irish Radio, presented by Conan Rock Products, 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
My name is Father Leo Paddling Hug. Certainly I'm an atypical priest because I was a breakdancer. I've got 2 third degree black belts in the martial arts. And so the next logical step is priesthood, right? And after that is cooking show. How does this all happen? Well, I think it's because I'm not afraid of who I am.
Father Leo Paddling Hug is coming to Walla Walla's Assumption Parish for a 3-day mission on November 8th, 9th, and 10th. Stay tuned for more information.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Back once again at Ty Baffney Field on the DeSales High School campus. Your Manyagi Hauling Services score, DeSales 32, Sunnyside Christian 12, 2 minutes 47 seconds remaining to be played in the second quarter of this 8-man football game. Along with Steve Taylor, I'm Roy Elia. Just about set to resume play here. Sunnyside Christian, second down and 15 yards to go at the DeSales 30-yard line. Sunnyside Christian with multiple receivers, 2 on each side, an empty backfield. Smake in the shotgun formation. Villalobos in motion to the near side. Smake back to pass. Plenty of time. Pass over the middle. The pass is going to be caught by Alseth. and Allseth will advance to the 20 for a gain of 10, Steve.
Yeah, an outstanding tackle by Jason Guest to keep that from going in for six. Nicely done. That was an impressive tackle. So they're going to be a little closer to that first down, but they're not there yet.
Well, the down marker says 3. It is third down. A short 5 to go for Sunnyside Christian. Clock continuing to roll as we approach the 2-minute mark. Time remaining in the second quarter. 32-12 to Sales. Wide side of the field to the right. Sunnyside Christian up to the line of scrimmage with 2 seconds, with 1 second on the play clock. And they are forced to burn a timeout just before the play clock hits 0. We will keep it here with 1:56 remaining in the second quarter. DeSales 32 and Sunnyside Christian 12. That is your Manyagi Hauling Services score, Steve.
Can I give you a score update on a game that we're kind of following? We have two teams playing tonight that are both 5-0, and that would be Odessa and Liberty Christian. The score at halftime is 28-0, Liberty Christian. Oh, my. And what do we have, 2 more weeks?
Yep.
And they get to play us. They get to play us.
Well, that's going to be a heck of a game in 2 weeks here at Ty Baffney Field, the
regular season finale.
But first things first.
Oh, yeah. We got to take care of a tough Sunnyside team, that is for sure.
Well, they came out looking very, very good on their first two series. Irish defense has done a respectable job since then, but Sunnyside Christian at the 20 of DeSales, third down, a short 5 to go. Empty backfield. And Smink is going to keep it himself. And he is going to be tackled by Dominic Fazari. A fine job by Dominic Fazari. Nothing doing on that occasion for Smink. No gain on the play, Steve.
Yeah, Fazari had him. Was not going to let go. And down he went. Nicely done. That prevented them from gaining any yardage. Now they're going to be 4th and 4. And nice job, Dominic.
Sunnyside Christian facing 4th down at the DeSales 20-yard line. Receiver out to the near side. A single set back in the backfield. Now Villalobos lines up on the near side, tight on the formation. And Smink will look to run to the near side. Gets away from Fazari. A pitch to the near side. Here is Allseth. He is hit once, twice, and Jason Guest brings him down. Maddox Filan on that occasion making the first contact. Slowed him up, and Jason Guest finish him off short of first down yardage. In fact, looks like the tackle may have been made, well, just beyond the line of scrimmage, but a couple of yards short of the first down and another stand for the Irish defense. The Sales will take over at its 17-yard line, Steve.
Yeah, they did a good job of swarming on that. They kept stringing it out, and did a great job with that. Finished it off by keeping him from going anywhere. So we got, what, a minute, 19 seconds left. Let's see if we can put 6 points on the board.
Up come the Irish to the line of scrimmage. Empty backfield. 4 receivers, 2 each way. Wide side of the field to the right. Back to pass is Wood. Pass to the far side. It's caught by Guest. He's across the 25. Jason Guest will be thrown down, and a penalty flag is thrown at the 30-yard line. Going to be an Edward Jones hammer and Hank Warden first down, and a face mask foul is going to be called against Sunnyside Christian. The question now, is it a 5-yard foul or a flagrant foul, which would be a 15-yard penalty, Steve?
Yeah, by the person, I mean, what I'm seeing here, it almost looked like it's going to be flagrant, the way he was so animated, but it's hard to say. Some guys get even animated for a 5-yard foul, so it's going to be of the 5-yard variety. It's weird how you can see that in officials. But they're just human. They don't want to see anybody get hurt out of here. So the Irish are coming up to the line of scrimmage, 1st and 10.
After achieving an Edward Jones hammer and Hank Warden first down, 5-yard penalty. The ball at the 35-yard line. Pass near side, caught by Malachi Raymond. His first reception of the ball game. And he is taken down by Allseth. And also there was Jake Smink. A gain of 7 yards on the play.
Have we called Allseth and Smeek's name all game long?
Oh, a lot.
I think they're just about everywhere. Maybe they could sell popcorn with
that. Pass to the far side, caught by Guest. Now the far side, Lady broke a tackle at the Sunnyside Christian 45 and goes down to Miyagi, a appraisal services sideline far side. An Edward Jones hammer and Hank Wharton first down. A Tompkins Appliance touchdown of 58 yards, Steve.
Yeah, that shows the difference right there. Some fresher legs, legs that are not all burn out from playing both ways every single play. Nicely done. That was a beautiful deal, and he just took off. It was awesome. So here we go. We got the Irish getting in the huddle. They're starting to break now, coming up for the extra point.
Cohen Wood now with 160 yards passing. Jason Guest, 147 yards receiving after that terrible start when it seemed as if he couldn't catch a cold, let alone a pass from Cohen Wood. Chase Electric, two-point conversion try, a pitch to Bingham near side. Caleb is going to be bottled up, stripped of the football, and the ball is recovered by Smink at around the 10-yard line, so the Chase Electric two-point conversion try fails with 32 seconds left in the second quarter. DeSales now leads 38-12, and we'll be back in 1 minute. You're listening to Irish Radio, presented by Conan Rock Products on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Hi, this is Justin Tubner, General Manager of Walla Walla Toyota. All of our new and used vehicles are priced to drive the Metro dealers nuts. They can't compete with our prices. The reason is simple. Their real estate is three times more expensive than ours. At Walla Walla Toyota, you get the small town friendly treatment you deserve at a price the Metro dealers can't touch. Come visit us at Walla Walla Toyota, where the answer is yes, and cars, kindness, and community is what we're all about.
Wilbur and Melrose in Walla Walla's Eastgate.
Cats are known as finicky eaters, but often the environment can affect a cat's eating habits. Avoid feeding your cat in heavily trafficked or noisy areas. The presence of other animals, dirty food containers, or nearby litter boxes can deter a cat from eating too. Try to be sensitive to your cat's eating behavior and make necessary adjustments for the best feeding conditions. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Listen to Irish Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Farmers Insurance kickoff is taken by Allseth to the far side of the field. Gets a block. It's to the 30, the 45, the 40, 45, 50. He's into DeSales territory and taken out of bounds on the far sideline by Dominic Fazzari. But an outstanding return by Allseth, as he exploded and advanced down the Biagi Appraisal Services sideline far side. And, well, Sunnyside Christian giving notice that they're not done in this first half. They're thinking about maybe putting another touchdown on the board themselves, Steve.
Yeah, they're not done, that's for sure. There were some key blocks out there, pretty impressive blocks, that allowed that run to go that far.
All the way to the DeSales 37-yard line. 18 seconds left in the second quarter. Eye in the backfield. Smink is under center. Smink takes the snap. Going to hand it off to Allseth. Allseth to the 36. He's slowed up by Phelan and taken down, thrown down by Dominic Fazzari. And a timeout is going to be called by Sunnyside Christian with 9 seconds remaining in the second quarter. And some good defense there by the green shirt, Steve.
Yeah, that is for sure. They did a good job preventing that from only gaining one. I mean, that's amazing. So I'm trying to be a good boy and not watch the game, but I can't help myself. The other game, the second game, this is the most important one.
I'd like you to stay tuned for our Tallman's Pharmacy halftime report, which will include a volleyball update with the Sales head volleyball coach, Steve Ruthven, athletic director's update presented by the Opal Knights of Columbus, 766 in Walla Walla. Hope to be joined by the Sales athletic director, Nick Hazeltine. We'll also have halftime statistics for you. They are presented by our good friend and DeSales alum Eddie Unk at the MacArthur Company. All that coming up during our Tallman's Pharmacy halftime report. Second down, 9 yards to go for Sunnyside Christian at the DeSales 36-yard line. Both teams back out on the field. 9 seconds remaining in the second quarter. Shotgun formation for Sunnyside Christian. Smink standing at the DeSales 41, awaiting the center snap. And there it is. Takes it chest high, back pedals, sets up, throws it Throws his pass deep down the middle, and it's well overthrown and incomplete. Some contact in the defensive backfield, but no chance whatsoever for a reception. And that incompletion stops the clock with 3 seconds remaining in the second quarter, Steve.
Yeah, it was good defense there to keep that from happening. But I'm not sure. He got a good coverage side. I mean, incomplete pass because we had everybody covered. So he just had to throw it out there into no man's land.
Again, an empty backfield, wide side of the field to the right, 2 receivers each way. And Swink back to pass. Rolls to the far side. Penalty flag is thrown. Spink still on his feet. He's across the 35 and tackled by Ben Garcia at the DeSales 30-yard line. And I suspect, yep, Sunnyside Christian flagged for holding. Irish are going to refuse the penalty, so it will go in the books as a 6-yard rush for Spink, who ends the first half of play with 146 yards rushing on 14 carries. That's the bad news for Irish Nation. The good news is the Irish will take a 26-point lead into the halftime break. DeSales 38 and Sunnyside Christian 12. Coming up next, the Tallman's Pharmacy Halftime Report after a 2-minute timeout. You're listening to Irish Radio, presented by Conan Rock Products on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Why is Carrier equipment from Grassy Refrigeration such a great choice for your heating and cooling needs? There's a lot of reasons. We've been in business since 1958. Our technicians are highly trained and experienced. We install top-of-the-line equipment from Carrier. And we provide a full range of HVAC services, including plant maintenance, repairs, and air quality improvement. Plus, friendly service is always guaranteed at Grassy Refrigeration. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's 5 divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Doyle's experienced pump and motor staff services and sells pumps and motors from large irrigation to domestic systems, along with water purification and conditioning setups for healthier, better tasting water for you and your family. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
Whether you're a friend of Walla Walla Catholic Schools or an alum who received an education for life, it's time to reconnect and make some noise. The Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends exists for all of you. We're here to help maintain an enduring relationship between our Catholic schools and you, our alumni and friends. Get involved. Like us on Facebook. Email us at alumni@wallawallacatholicschools.com and then make some noise. Go Irish! Do you want to know what's really going on in the Walla Walla Valley? Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now, a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Now publishing for more than 150 years, the Union Bulletin is proud to support our communities with local, independent journalism. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Back once again at DeSales High School, Ty Baffney Field. Along with Steve Taylor, I'm Roy Elia, the DeSales Irish, with a 38-12 lead over Sunnyside Christian here at the halftime break. We now welcome you to our halftime report, presented by our friends at Tallman's Pharmacy. In the store or to your door, we deliver. Tallman's Pharmacy, 4 West Main Street in Walla Walla. We begin our Tallman's Pharmacy halftime report with a volleyball update, and joining us now is DeSales head volleyball coach Steve Ruthven. And coach, how did the Lady Irish fare this week?
Yeah, it was a decent week for us. It could have been better, but it was a decent week. We started off playing a first place team, Riverside Christian, on Tuesday. Came out fired up, came out playing really tough and aggressive, and we were victorious in that one, 3-1. You know, had really strong serving, strong offense, good defense, and it was good work for the ladies. Last night we traveled over to Liberty Christian. The girls played as hard as they could. Really, I think they were outplayed a little bit, but the thing that did us in last night, which was our strong point on Tuesday night, was our serving. And they made way too many service errors, and that was pretty much what did us in last night. All of the sets were close. A couple of them were 23-25, 22-25. So, you know, if we would have got our serve in a little bit better, I think that the outcome could have been different.
Well, those are two outstanding teams you played this week.
Yeah, and we get to keep at it on Tuesday. Sunnyside Christian comes to town, and right now they're now the new number one. And, you know, they've got a good team. If we play like we played against Riverside, it'll be a good match.
Well, the bigger they are, the harder they fall, I guess, right?
Yeah, I don't think people, you know, with our record, I don't think people give us the due that we deserve when we're playing as well as we are. We just need to get more consistent. We'll have a great match. The girls will be playing really solid, and then the next match, you know, they take a couple steps back, and you know, it comes with some maturity. We do have a lot of younger kids playing, but they're playing really well for us. Stella Warwick, an eighth grader, both nights served really well. She got a couple of set-winning aces on Tuesday night. So, you know, they're playing right in it. They're stepping up and having some fun.
Well, Coach, we appreciate the time very, very much. Congratulations on the win achieved earlier this week. And we look forward to what's to come next week for Lady Irish Volleyball as, can you believe it, the season winds down.
Yeah, we only got four to go, you know, we need every one of them to make playoffs. And if the girls come out fired up and playing solid as a team, you know, we might be there.
The comments of DeSales volleyball coach Steve Ruthven bringing to an end our volleyball update for this week. We appreciate Coach Ruthven's time very, very much. Again, our halftime score, this 8-man football game here tonight, Southeast 1B style, DeSales 38 and Sunnyside Christian 12. And coming up next during our Tallman's Pharmacy halftime report, the athletic director's update when the Tallman's Pharmacy halftime report continues after a 1-minute timeout. You're listening to Irish Radio, presented by Conan Rock Products on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent three sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plaza Way Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
Need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467. For Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
DeSales 38, Sunnyside Christian 12, our halftime score in 8-man football here tonight on a beautiful fall evening here on the DeSales High School campus at Ty Baffney Field. Now continue our Tallman's Pharmacy halftime report with an athletic director's update. Presented by the local Knights of Columbus, Michael Floor Council, number 766, in Walla Walla. Happy to be joined once again by DeSales Athletic Director Nick Hazeltine. And Nick, slowly but steadily, fall sports are winding down.
Yeah, Roy, it's been, obviously a very busy last couple weeks. And, you know, we find us here kind of approaching mid-October with a few weeks left of the regular season, starting to hit that, you know, kind of postseason push for all of our teams. So it's exciting times, you know, great to see our teams playing well and, you know, our athletes being pushed and see what we can come up with as we approach the postseason.
And before you know it, it'll be basketball time.
Yep, definitely excited about that. I know we have A lot of girls excited about coming out and playing this year, and the boys have some meetings coming up in the coming weeks to figure out their numbers. And, yeah, we're excited to get into the winter sports as well, but definitely want to see, you know, what we can do fall sports-wise first.
As you say, first things first. First, we may be looking at some postseason football here at Ty Baffney Field, and certainly the volleyball team very much in contention for the postseason as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Our volleyball team had a really big win against Riverside Christian on Tuesday, and on the second round of league play for them, we're going to need some big wins like that to make that push into the postseason. Got a big matchup on Tuesday night against Sunnyside Christian, and you know, a lot's going to be determined over the next couple weeks with those matchups with those teams that are sitting ahead of us in the standings. And of course, football team sitting undefeated, looking really good tonight. Got another league game next week against Mapton, and another undefeated team in a couple weeks in Liberty Christian. So a lot to be determined over the next couple weeks. And I know it's going to be, you know, pretty exciting times to see what our teams, you know, what our girls and what our boys can do.
Well, Nick, we appreciate the time very, very much. Also appreciate you taking on the PA duties with a great deal of frequency here in 2025.
Yeah, it's been fun. It's been fun to be up in the booth with Pat and Mr. Greg Fazari up here, and then sit next to you and Steve on the other side. So been a great week for Irish Athletics. We had a great service day, as community service day yesterday with our 7 through 12 kids. So just finding different ways to serve is, you know, being a big part of the Wawa Catholic Schools community.
All right, Nick, thank you so much. Look forward to speaking to you again in the not-too-distant future.
All right, thanks, Roy, and thanks, Steve.
The comments of DeSales Athletic Director Nick Hazeltine, bringing to an end our Athletic Director's Update. It was presented by the local Knights of Columbus, Michael Floor Council, number 766 in Walla Walla. We're now going to continue our Tallman's Pharmacy Halftime Report with the score, DeSales 38 and Sunnyside Christian 12, with halftime statistics. They are presented by our good friend and DeSales alum Eddie Unk at the MacArthur Company. His Pasco office serves the Tri-Cities area, Yakima Valley, and Northeast Oregon. Call 509-542-5837 for more information. The statistical story for DeSales in the first half, 153 yards rushing. Caleb Bingham with 96 yards on 5 carries. Cohen Wood, 2 carries for 57 yards and a couple of touchdowns. Caleb Bingham with a touchdown as well. DeSales with 9. Edward Jones, Hammer, and Hank Warden, first downs in the first half, 4 rushing and 5 passing. DeSales did not fumble in the first half of this ball game. In the passing department, Cohen Wood threw for 160 yards in the first half. He completed 6 of 12 passes, was not intercepted. And his top receiver, after a slow start, Jason Guest did some good things. 4 receptions, 147 yards, and touchdown receptions of 29 and 58 yards in the first half. Malachi Raymond with 1 catch for 7 yards, and Ben Garcia with a grab for 6 yards. DeSales penalized just 1 time in the first half for 15 yards. DeSales did not punt in the first half of this ball game. For Sunnyside Christian, they were led by the 146 yards rushing of Jake Smink on 14 carries. Gunnar Alseff had 31 yards rushing in the first half on 8 totes. Sunnyside Christian with 7 Edward Jones, Hank Warden first downs, 5 rushing, 1 passing, and 1 by penalty. Smink in the passing department threw for 37 yards in the first half of this ball game. He completed 4 passes. He was 4 for 9 in the first half for 37 yards. Also threw a couple of incompletions. So overall, Sunnyside Christian 4 for 11 through the air for 37 yards, and Alseth with all 4 Knights receptions in half number 1 for those 37 yards. Sunnyside Christian hurt by the penalty bug. Sunnyside Christian was penalized 8 times in the first half for 50 yards. Sunnyside Christian did not punt in half number 1. That'll do it for our halftime statistics. They were presented by our good friend and DeSales alum Eddie Unk at the MacArthur Company. Pasco office serves the Tri-Cities area, Yakima Valley, and Northeast Oregon. Call 509-542-5837 for more information. That's going to do it for our halftime report. It was presented by our friends at Tallman's Pharmacy. In the store or to your door, we deliver. Tallman's Pharmacy, 4 West Main Street in Walla Walla. In just a few moments, we will have our third quarter presented by ACO Janitorial Services. And you all know what that means, a Farmers Insurance Kickoff, Steve.
Yeah, and I'm ready for this thing to get going. Little update on Liberty Christian Odessa. 9 minutes left in the third quarter, 36-0. So Liberty Christian is on fire because Odessa is not a team that you do that to. But they are tonight, apparently. So I'm really impressed with the Knights. They've done an amazing job. Jake Smink has done a great job of running the ball. He's done just about everything. He was even wounded for a little while, and he's still done a great job. And Alseth's doing an amazing job. Prinz is, man, you got to hand that ball to Prinz, and who can take him down unless it's somebody like, oh, I don't know, Caleb Bingham every time. But you can't have that happen. So I'm impressed. We'll just see how much more gas they got in the tank. So,
well, the Irish led 16-12 at the end of the first quarter and outscored Sunnyside Christian 22-0 in the second quarter. The Irish have now outscored their opponents in the first quarter this season, 122-27. They've now outscored their opponents in the second quarter this season, 120-26, Steve.
Yeah, that's an amazing statistic. And if I can't give you another score, I know I'm slow on this, but this game was from earlier today, and it's a final. Pomeroy, 60. Tico Roselia, 12.
Oh.
So that I'm just trying to cover some of the teams that are also 5-0 that we're going to have to see going down the stretch. So that's a pretty tough-sounding Pirates team, that's for sure.
I'm here to tell you, in southeastern Washington, these programs are pretty amazing.
Yeah, pretty amazing. And you got a lot more eight-man football than they do in the southwest, but in the northwest, there's quite a bit up there in the small Indian towns and the smaller towns up there. But, there's football down here. I've been very impressed.
Couple of examples of West Side football that's outstanding, Lumi Nation and Wakayakum.
Oh. Yeah, Wakayakum's rated number 2 in the state.
Year in and year out, those teams are very, very tough. Farmers Insurance Kickoff by Malachi Raymond to the far side. It is bobbled and kicked to the far sideline. The Biagi Appraisal Services sideline, far side by Alseth. Ball out of bounds on the far side at the Knights' 20-yard line, Steve.
Yeah, do you think there's a penalty on this one? No penalty.
No.
Because he kicked it out of bounds. It was his, as he was trying to possess the ball, he ended up knocking it out of bounds, and that's a force. And the force, let's don't go into all that stuff. It'll drive you crazy. Anybody's talked about the infield fly rule in Little League as an umpire? It's kind of one of those rules that'll drive you crazy.
A nightmare waiting to happen.
Uh-huh.
High in the backfield, Smink under center, and he will roll to the far side, and he's going to keep it, and the Irish are going to force him out of bounds on the far side, and who forced him out of bounds?
I think everybody did.
It looks like Ben Garcia.
They did an amazing job of just forcing that thing out there. The whole team went with the ball, and he couldn't advance it at all. All he could do was run it out of bounds for a loss, so that was amazing.
So we're going to credit Ben Garcia with a sack, a loss of a couple of yards, back to the 18-yard line. Second down, a dozen yards to go for Sunnyside Christian. For the DeSales defense, that is sack number 22 on the season. And here is Smink. This time he's going to try the near side, and he's got a little bit of running room, a little hold on the near side that isn't called, but he has run out of bounds on the near sideline. Biagi Appraisal Services sideline by Caleb Bingham. Boy, this kid is quick. This kid is fast. This kid is shifty, Steve.
Yeah, is there anything other adjectives you want to add to that? Or
other than that, forget
no,
it.
No, that's pretty much it. That pretty much covers it. Another score at Wakayakum that we were just talking about, 44 over North Beach, 44-0. Then they're also 5-0. So you might as well look at some of the state leaders while we're getting close to the end of the season.
Third down, 5 yards to go for Sunnyside Christian. And here is a running play. It's going to result in an Edward Jones, Hank Warden first down around the near side. It is Prinz after getting a pitch from Smink, and he will have an Edward Jones, Hank Warden first down. Pickup of 7, Steve.
Yeah, Prinz made number 33, Caleb Bingham, look small there, but Caleb Bingham did a good job of whacking him. But you got 185 pounds on the 240 pounds, and I could hear the plastic clunking up here. So that was pretty amazing.
So a third down conversion for Sunnyside Christian, first down and 10 for the Knights at their 32-yard line. I in the backfield, wide side of the field to the right, a tight formation. Smink is under center, and he's going to pitch the ball to Allseth going around the far side, a little dance. Now he'll advance to the far side, and he is going to be tackled close to the Biagi Appraisal Services sideline at far side. Some pretty good gang tackling on the part of the Irish defense, and a minimal gain on the play, a gain of 1 for Allseth, Steve.
Yeah, and that was another job, good job by the green shirts out there. They strung that play all the way to the sideline and did not allow him to gain but 1. So the Knights are back up to the line of scrimmage, second down and 9.
At their 33-yard line, your Minyagi Hauling Services score, DeSales 38 and Sunnyside Christian 12. We're a minute and a half into the third quarter. Pass to the near side, caught by Allseth, and Allseth is going to be wrestled down by Manning Phelan. Good, strong tackle on the part of Manning Phelan, and it looks like there's no gain on the pass play, Steve.
Yeah, Manning Phelan did a good job on that, and good job, Manning. He just got a hold of him, and he said, you're not going to go anywhere else. Now, they're actually got a substitution coming in, which I haven't seen much of that, but that's good to see. It looks like maybe Allseth went out for a play.
Third down, a long 9 to go for Sunnyside Christian at its 33-yard line, wide side of the field to the right, high in the backfield, Smink under center. And he drops back to pass. He's going to pass it, and the pass is incomplete. He overshot the intended receiver. Jason Guest with the coverage in the defensive backfield, along with Tice Wood, the pass intended for Villalobos. And a penalty flag is down in the offensive backfield, and it's going to be holding against Sunnyside Christian, Steve.
Yeah, that hurts a little bit, but I think I'd take the 10 yards, and even though they get to replay third down, it just makes it that much harder for them to get a first down. Although if they hand it to Smink, I guess he could probably break something loose. So it looks like we're going to decline the penalty.
And make it fourth down and 9 yards to go. Ball at the Sunnyside Christian 33-yard line. Knights up to the line of scrimmage. Receiver out to the far side. Very meticulously they make their way up to the line of scrimmage. Tight formation. Smink in the shotgun. Takes the snap. Rolls to the near side. Gets by one man. Going to be taken out of bounds on a nice tackle on the part of Tice Wood. Positive yardage gain, but Smink is stopped short of the first down, and the Irish will take over at the Sunnyside Christian 39 or 40-yard line, Steve.
Yeah, Tice Wood did an amazing job of just reading that play, staying in front of his man. And, yes, he let him gray. He got a little bit on you, but that was a really good running back. I mean, Jake Smink running against Tice Wood, and Tice Wood's only 135 pounds. But he did a great job of staying in front of him and limiting the damage. Nice done. Nicely done.
Stopped him at the 40-yard line, 2 yards short of the first down. The Irish take over on downs. Two receivers left, one right, and Wood back to pass. Pass over the middle, caught by Maddox. Maddox will get ahead for good yardage. Allseth with the tackle. And the ball is going to be spotted at the 31-yard line, actually just outside the 30. A gain of 9, Steve.
That was a nice grab by Maddox Phelan. I mean, he's coming off for a play because he got time to beat up on that one. But they ended up gaining, 10 yards on that thing. Nice job.
Second down. Less than a yard to go for the Irish, just outside the Sunnyside Christian 30-yard line. Receivers each way, single set back in the backfield. Bingham gets the handoff. He'll have an Edward Jones hammering Hank Warden first down and a whole lot more as he drags tacklers with him deep into Sunnyside Christian territory. And Edward Jones hammering Hank Warden first down, Steve.
Yeah, that looked like they came to Walla Walla there, right? The Caleb Bingham. They did. There was how many white shirts on Caleb, and he just drug them down there. Nicely done, Bingham. That was an amazing run.
A gain of 18 yards on the play.
Wow.
Gain of 18. He now has 114 yards rushing in the ball game. First and 10 to Sales. At the 13 of the Knights, and Wood back to pass. Good pass protection. Rolls to the near side. Still looking. Avoids a man. Down the near sideline he goes. He's at the 10. Did he step out of bounds? No, he is pushed out of bounds near side by Smink, I believe, or did he get into the end zone? No, he is just short. Just short of the goal line is Cohen Wood, and some nice tap dancing, some nice footwork, if you will, footwork, both, I guess, as he advances for an Edward Jones hammer and Hank Warden first down. The Sunnyside Christian 1 yard line as he made his way down the Biagi Appraisal Services sideline near side, Steve.
Yeah, was he tiptoeing through the tulips?
Well, Tiny Tim would be loving. Let me tell you. Santiago Saldana over the football at center. Bingham in the backfield along with Wood. First down and goal to go for the Irish. And some movement at the line of scrimmage. And that'll cost the Irish 5 yards, Steve.
Yeah, that looked like maybe we had some little movement on the line there. Somebody a little bit excited, and now that great field position has to go back 5 yards, but it happens. Now, you hate to see it this late in the game, this late in the season going like that, but we'll try to update you on some more scores here. As I'm just trying to get the other teams that are 5-0, so we're just following like things.
Your Yankee Hauling Services score to Sales 38 and Sunnyside Christian 12, 7:20 and counting, time remaining third quarter. Shotgun formation, two receivers out to the left, Raymond on the outside, Guest on the inside, Bingham in the backfield with Wood, takes a waist-high snap, pass to the far side, it is caught by Guest for a Tompkins Appliance touchdown! Jason Guest, a 6-yard reception for the score. A splendid play on the part of the Irish, Steve.
Yeah, that was a great play, and they did a good job of setting that up, and Guest was wide open. I think maybe I could have caught that one even. Nah, I couldn't have. Guest did a nice job.
Jason Guest, 5 receptions for 153 yards and 3 touchdowns so far in this ball game. And now the Chase Electric 2-point conversion try. There's a handoff to Caleb Bingham, goes off the left side, and he is in for the Chase Electric 2-point conversion after another Irish entry into the Premier Motors end zone. And with 7:07 remaining in the third quarter, DeSales 46 and Sunnyside Christian 12. And we'll be back in 1 minute. You're listening to Irish Radio presented by Conan Rock Products on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Change is inevitable, and the change of life events is something we all live through, whether it's the joy of a new marriage or partnership, or the stress and emotion of arranging long-term care for a parent. Financial advisor Nick Lyons of D.A. Davidson is committed to providing trusted advice through life's key moments. Life changes fast. Lyons Investment Planning is ready to help. Visit Nick at 102 West Main Street, an advisor with D.A. Davidson & Company, member SIPC.
Hopper Specialty Meats is Walla Walla's newest retail butcher shop. We specialize in traditional smoked meats, bacon, ham, jerky, and fresh sausages, all made in-house with our own spice blends and smoked in our state-of-the-art smokehouse. Hopper Specialty Meats draws from American and Northern European traditions. We make classic charcuterie and old-world sausage with real wood smoke. If you really want to know how the sausage is made, well, our cutting room is visible right from the retail shop. Hopper Specialty Meats, 930 West Rose Street, Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Farmers Insurance kickoff to the far side, taken by All Seth on the far side, that Farmers Insurance kickoff, and a good one by Malachi Raymond to the Biagi Appraisal Services sideline far side. And All Seth's momentum takes him out of bounds on the far side. Inside the 20-yard line, or is it right at the 20? Looks like it's right at the 20, Steve.
Yeah, it seems to me, too. But I tell you what, with Malachi being able to kick that well, that is awesome. We needed that. Uh-huh. And we got him for another year, and Alan Campos, he graduates, and I hope he gets to go on to bigger and better things.
Just like his older brother Alvaro did a few years ago when he went on to Whitworth University.
Awesome.
To kick for the Pirates of the Northwest Conference, a Division III conference. And there's a pass over the middle. It is caught by Alseth. Malachi Raymond with a tackle, but it's going to be an Edward Jones, Hank Warden first down. There's a penalty flag down in the offensive backfield. Might be roughing the passer against the Irish.
Yeah, and then we're getting to the passer, and I think this White Hat's interpretation of what roughing that is a little bit loose. Because if the guy's committed to it, you got to let them go ahead and finish. You can't do, gravity works. You can't stop being in the air and miss the guy. So I didn't see anything malicious about it or anything. So,
especially with somebody as elusive as Smink, for heaven's sake.
Yeah, you got to be committed to it. And he's kind of established his own deal on that, but it goes against the Irish, and it's a big penalty, personal foul.
For the second time in the game, the Irish are flagged for roughing the passer. The ball is now spotted at the DeSales 47-yard line after the 15-yard walk-off after a 16-yard passing advance. Smink to Alseth. Four receivers, two each way, empty backfield, shotgun formation. And Smink drops back to pass, pass to the far side. The pass is off the hands of Guest and incomplete.
Oh, that sure would have been nice, but that's the way it goes. So, but I'm also seeing that they're not running Smink as much, and he might be getting tired. And it's just they got to do something different and give him a break from carrying the ball all the time.
Well, you mentioned earlier in the ball game, Steve, that the fatigue, the stamina might be a factor, and perhaps it's showing us here in this third quarter.
Yeah, we're human beings; they can only do so much, and we get lots of substitutions. They don't get many.
Not many, in part because they suit up just 11 players. And the penalty flag is thrown as Spink throws a pass to the far side that is incomplete. Sunnyside Christian going to be flagged for illegal procedure.
And they were lucky that that happened because there should have been a hold down there also. But that was an easy one to call, and I can't believe the umpire is not calling it. So,
a 5-yard walk-off will bring up second down and 15 yards to go for Sunnyside Christian. At the DeSales, or make that the Sunnyside Christian, 48-yard line. Your Miyagi Hauling Services score, DeSales 46, Sunnyside Christian 12, 6:49 remaining to be played in the third quarter. Wide side of the field to the right, two receivers each way. And Smink takes the shotgun snap. Here comes the blitz. He gets away from Garcia, who leaped into the air. And Smink is going to advance to the 40-yard line into DeSales territory. He was taken down by Caleb Bingham, but another good run by Smink, Steve.
Yeah, that was. And when he brought that ball down, he just took off and did a good job with it. And Caleb Bingham prevented that from getting any worse. So they didn't get a first down, and they didn't get a touchdown. So that's a good thing.
Spink now with 171 yards rushing in this ball game.
Impressive.
But you do recall, though, that he had over 100 yards at the end of the first quarter of this contest. And here's a give to the second back through. It is all Seth. He has an Edward Jones, Hank Warden first down. He is taken down by Guest. And then Dominic Vasari coming in a little bit late, and they're going to flag Dominic, I think, for a personal foul.
It's hard to say, but we'll have to just wait and see what the officials figure out. And
but it is an Edward Jones, Hank Warden first down for Sunnyside Christian.
As of now.
Dead ball, personal foul against DeSales.
Yep.
So
late hit.
DeSales has to knock that stuff off, Steve.
Yeah, they got to stop that 15 yards. And that's the last one for the season. What's that big white thing up there in the sky? It's not yellow or orange. And we got the
moon.
The Knights are back up to the line.
First down and 10 at the DeSales 21-yard line. And Smink going to pitch it to Prinz. Prinz around the far side. The Irish will gang tackle him as he looked to sweep to the far side after taking a two-handed pitch from Smink. A nice job that time by the Irish defense, Steve.
Yeah, and I would say gang tackling was the way it was. I mean, Manning Filing was in there, and number 18, that's San Diego Saldana. So there's a whole bunch of green shirts that were in there. It was a good job. But that's a big young man, so if you're going to tackle him, you've got to hit him right, hold up, and get the gang tackle there.
Gained him a couple of yards on the play. Second down and 8 yards to go for Sunnyside Christian at the DeSales 19-yard line. Wide side of the field to the left. All set in motion to the near side. And Smink is going to take it on a quarterback draw. And he is going to be thrown down close to first down yardage on that far side. Another good gain for Smink. Stopped a couple of yards short of the first down, Steve.
Yeah, and Jason Guest said, this, you're going down right here. And did a good job of just throwing him to the ground. And that was pretty impressive. Jason Guest at 145 pounds. Smink's pretty close at 165. But Smink's got a head of steam on him, and Jason Guest did a good job with him.
Well, he stopped him 4 yards short of the first down. Third down, 4 yards to go for Sunnyside Christian at the DeSales 14-yard line. All Seth in motion. Take a pitch and come around the near side. Cuts it back up the middle. He's going to have an Edward Jones, Hank Warden first down inside the 5-yard line, Steve.
Yeah, that was an impressive run. He did all that in the secondary on his own. Once he got through this line of scrimmage, that was all second effort, and we got a green shirt down.
Perhaps for a cramp, Steve.
Let's hope that's all it is. Although, if you've ever had one of those playing football, you don't want to have cramp. That hurts. I don't care who you are. So it looks like he's coming off on his own power, didn't even allow the trainer to get out there. And I would bet money that's what it is a cramp, so.
Well, that pitch went forward, so I'm going to credit Sunnyside Christian with a passing advance of 12 yards to the DeSales 2-yard line. First down and goal to go for the Knights. The Irish leading at 46-12 with 4:36 remaining to be played in the third quarter. Knights up to the line of scrimmage. And again, we talk about the stamina and the fatigue. The linemen walking up to the line of scrimmage. Receiver out to the right. Smink. Shotgun snap. Well, they snapped it to Prinz, and Prinz is going to be tackled. And again, some fine, fine tackling on the part of the Irish. And now another penalty flag is thrown.
Yeah, and that could be another unsportsmanlike or personal foul here. But it's hard to say who it's against. And it's tempers may be getting the better of some people down there, so the cooler heads need to talk to the rest of their players and get that under control.
Well, boy, that was a good charge by the DeSales defense as they were all over Prinz. Stopped him behind the line of scrimmage, and they're going to pick up the flag.
Yep, going to wave it off. Might have been ticky-tacky, and they said, nope, we're not going to do that. Hopefully the officials are talking to the young men down there and making sure that they're keeping their heads on straight.
Second down, goal to go for Sunnyside Christian at the DeSales 5, a loss of 3 on the previous play. Smink takes the shotgun snap. Near side he comes, and he is going to bull his way. Another penalty flag is thrown as he ran over Tice Wood. Running around the near side, and Sunnyside Christian, another penalty against the Knights, this one for holding, Steve.
Yeah, it's a case again, because I saw the shirt getting pulled out, and it's just a deal where if you move your feet, but they're tired, and it's hard to move your feet. I could sit up here and do nothing and say it's so easy to do, but that's a lie. They're tired, and reaching seems to be the best way to solve that, and it has a tendency to bite you.
10 penalties in the game on Sunnyside Christian for 65 yards. It's now second down and goal to go at the DeSales 15-yard line. And Swink going to pass to the far side to Allseth, breaks one tackle, and he is going to be taken down on the far side by Jason Guest at the line of scrimmage, Steve.
Yeah, that was a good cover. They did a good job of stringing it out. Had guys in there working it, but they did a good job of stringing it out and keeping that from advancing anything. I think they took them down on the line of scrimmage.
3:24 and counting. Time remaining third quarter. Your Manyagi Hauling Services score, DeSales 46 and Sunnyside Christian at 12. Third down, goal to go at the DeSales 15-yard line. This time, Smink in the shotgun. And he'll take the snap. Near side he comes, and he is going to be tackled for a big loss by Dominic Fazzari. Dominic Fazzari in hot pursuit. Quoting Sheriff Buford T. Justice from those Smokey and the Bandit movies, Dominic Fazzari with the sack for the defense. Back outside the 20-yard line. Well, they're going to give him forward progress to the 20. But what a play by Dominic Fazzari, Steve.
Yeah, and we've got a timeout now called by the Knights. So that was an amazing play. And he had his sights set on him, and he wasn't going to let that go anywhere. And Dominic Fazzari. And I think Dominic might be playing a little more fired up because he's had a couple roughings called on him. And I don't see why he got either one of them called on him, but I'm not the white hat this time, so I don't get to call him anymore.
23 sacks now for the DeSales defense for Dominic Fazzari, his third sack of the season, and a timeout called with 2:46 remaining in the third quarter. DeSales leading by a score of 46-12. And when play is resumed, Sunnyside Christian will have fourth down and goal to go at the DeSales 20-yard line, Steve.
Yeah, an amazing, amazing turn of events there. So let's see if we can get them shut down and no more. Now, is it first down for them or for us or fourth down for them? Did I lose track? It is fourth down. When you get old, you know.
Fourth and goal to go for Sunnyside Christian at the DeSales 20-yard line. Wide side of the field to the right, empty backfield, four receivers for Sunnyside Christian. Smink awaiting the snap, and there it is. Takes it chest high, drops back, sets up outside the 30-yard line. His pass to the far side is incomplete. And
yeah.
DeSales will take over on downs at its 20-yard line after another stop by the defense. Just moments ago, Sunnyside Christian first and goal to go at the 5. Now they're turning the ball over on downs at the DeSales 20.
Yeah, that's amazing. Combination of penalties and us just rushing. And that was I'm curious to who he was throwing to, or if something, maybe he lost his grip or something when he was throwing the ball. So amazing.
First down and 10 yards to go for DeSales at its 20-yard line. Your Manyagi Hauling Services score, DeSales 46 and Sunnyside Christian 12 with 2:41 remaining in the third quarter. Cohen Wood at quarterback takes the snap, chest high, pumps once, going to throw a deep ball for Guest. Guest far side, the pass eludes him, and it's incomplete. It's a pretty good defense on the far side by Smink as he was step for step with Jason Guest, Steve.
Yeah, that was for sure. If Guest would have caught that, Smink, I think, would have clobbered him, so. That was pretty amazing. So, here we go.
175 yards passing for Cohen Wood in the contest here tonight. Jason Guest with 5 receptions, Malachi Raymond and Ben Garcia with 1 apiece. Second down and 10 yards to go for the Irish at their 20-yard line. Irish with a 46-12 advantage. And here is a running play. It is Caleb Bingham. Penalty flag is thrown as Bingham advances across the 35, and another penalty flag is thrown. And we may have offsetting penalties here. I'm thinking the Irish might be flagged for holding, and Sunnyside Christian might be flagged for a face mask foul, Steve.
Yeah, that's a good call. You might be right, but it's hard to say. That back judge threw that in there, and they don't normally throw things in for holding. They'll throw things in for, like, personal fouls and things like that, but we'll see. We'll just have to sort this out. And I'm glad I don't have to do that anymore.
Well, there's much to figure out. You know, a face mask foul against DeSales, face mask call against Sunnyside Christian. So the penalty's offset, and we will replay second down, second and 10. And it's not every day you see both teams flag for grabbing the face mask, Steve.
All right, and so if we get to replay the down, if you're all you golfers, you know that as a mulligan. Just redo it. The only thing is there's some time came off the clock.
Just inside of 2.5 minutes remaining in the second quarter. Or the third quarter, excuse me, 46-12. The sales out in front of Sunnyside Christian. Irish break the offensive huddle. Santiago Saldana to snap the football to Cohen Wood. Two receivers out to the right. And Wood, he is going to keep it for now. And now he is going to pitch to Caleb Bingham. Bingham runs over a man. Caleb Bingham still on his feet. Out across the 40-yard line. He's out to the 43, perhaps the 44-yard line. An explosive run by Caleb Bingham. An Edward Jones hammer and Hank Warden first down at the Irish 44, Steve.
Yeah, he just hit, how do you say that, Villalobos just hard. I mean, that was face mask to face mask and put him down. But he was still able to get involved in the tackle, and that was amazing. Nice run by Caleb Bingham.
So the Irish move the chains. Ball at their 44-yard line after a 24-yard rush by Caleb Bingham, who is now up to 138 yards rushing in tonight's ball game. Opposition shows blitz. Pass to the far side for Tyce Wood. 45-40, and he is thrown out of bounds, and a penalty flag is thrown. Tyce Wood advances to the Sunnyside Christian 35-yard line after getting the pass from older brother Cohen, and he is down on his back on the Biagi Appraisal Services sideline far side.
Yeah, that may have been a face mask, and that may hurt. So I hope he's okay. Let's get some people over there. And let's see where this one goes.
Well, we're getting to that point in the game, Steve, where the team that is losing starts to show a little frustration and
get a little rough.
I've
been doing this now a few years, and I've seen Sunnyside Christian in different sports and even in football a few times, and I just can't imagine that of them. I understand they're getting tired, but I hope that the emotions aren't taking over. That does happen, and unfortunately, you got a young man on his back that shouldn't be on his back. And that was a good play. So
Sunnyside Christian flagged for a horse collar tackle, a 23-yard passing advance to the Sunnyside Christian 33. The ball now spotted at the Sunnyside Christian 18-yard line, Steve.
Yeah, gratefully he's up. I mean, it probably scared him more than anything else, and I'm just grateful that he's up. And nobody should get hurt in these football games, nobody. So he's coming off the field on his own power. He's even running right now. That's a good sign.
And pumped both fists as if to say, I'm fine.
That's right.
Bring it on. Let's go.
I want to go again, but unfortunately he's got to come out for one play.
So first and 10 for DeSales at the Sunnyside Christian 18-yard line. A minute and 12 seconds remaining to be played in the third quarter. The clock now moving. DeSales 46 and Sunnyside Christian 12. That's your Minyagi Hauling Services score. Irish in the red zone, hoping to go into the Premier Motors end zone again here. Two receivers out to the right. And Wood back to pass. Plenty of time. Pass near side. The pass just out of the reach of Malachi Raymond and incomplete. That the 17th pass attempt in the game for Cohen Wood. And that misfire will bring up second down and 10 for DeSales at the Knights 18, Steve.
Yeah, it's been a long game, and I bet you both teams are starting to get a little bit tired. Eight-man football is amazing football because a lot of these kids are playing both ways and they never get off the field.
Wide side of the field to the right. Sam Cole, receiver out to the near side. And here is a pitch to Bingham. And Caleb is going to take Smink for a ride. Smink will throw him out of bounds on the near sideline. But a good gain on second down for Caleb Bingham and the Irish. And some nice pursuit and a very good tackle. Very confident tackle on the part of Smink, Steve.
Yeah, that was a good tackle. He did a good job of staying on his target and was able to get him out of bounds. And the Irish are wisely burning up the clock, and they're going to be into the fourth quarter before you know it here. No running clock, so that's a good thing. They're getting a full game, and that's what they need.
Third down, 4 yards to go for the Irish at the Sunnyside Christian 12. The play clock down to 2 seconds. They get the snap off. And Wood rolls to the near side, being pursued, gets away from a man, throws his pass into the end zone. The pass is deflected and incomplete. And great, great coverage on the near side. Malachi Raymond was the intended receiver, but a fine knockaway on the part of Sunnyside Christian. I believe it was Allseth with the knockaway for the defense in the Premier Motors end zone, or it might have been Smink. But in any event, an outstanding defensive play, and we reach the end of the third quarter. Scoreboard showing DeSales 46 and Sunnyside Christian 12, and we'll be back in 1 minute. Listening to Irish Radio, presented by Conan Rock Products on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Now in our 75th year, Dale Graves Inc. GMC continues to be your dealership of choice. While many dealers have gouged the public with outlandish markups during the supply shortages, Dale Graves never did. Please check out our inventory at DellGravesInc.com for in-stock and in-transit vehicles. Since 1950, our tradition of satisfaction continues. Dale Graves Inc., South 9th across from the fairgrounds, Walla Walla.
At Coffee Cravings, our baristas have an exceptional knowledge of espresso and all of the other elements that make our espresso drinks stand out from the rest. We use the finest ingredients, of course, which are essential. But our fantastic baristas are what make our espresso drinks so special. Fast, family-friendly, knowledgeable service with a smile. Our staff is waiting to serve you. Find out for yourself why we're the best at Coffee Cravings, 801 West Poplar Street and 1615 East Isaacs Avenue, Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
The fourth quarter is presented by ACO Janitorial Services. Your Minyagi Hauling Services score, DeSales 46, Sunnyside Christian 12. DeSales fourth down, 4 yards to go at the Sunnyside Christian 12-yard line. Just about set for play here on this beautiful fall night here in the Walla Walla Valley. Wide side of the field to the left, Cohen Wood. Long count, play action fake, rolls to the near side, throws his pass near side, and the pass is incomplete. He was looking for Dominic Fazzari and a breakup by Smink, and the Irish will turn the football over on downs to Sunnyside Christian, Steve.
Yeah, I think there's a couple tired teams out there, but they got to keep executing, moving your feet, and doing all the things that they know their coaches have been working on, but we're coming down to the end of the season, and this is where you've got to show where your heart is, and you got to play this game out all the way to the end. And I know we've been running clock, and everybody's been used to getting used to being done by 8:30, 9 o'clock for a game, but that's not the normal. This is more normal.
High in the backfield behind Smink, who's under center. Prinz is the up man, and he will get the handoff. Prinz will get past the line of scrimmage. Takes about 3 or 4 Irish to bring him down. 240-pounder advances for, looks like 5 yards on the play, Steve.
Yeah, and a couple scores for you. Wakaya comes 60, North Bend 8, North Beach, excuse me. And Odessa, Liberty Christian 50. Odessa's 6, but not much time left.
Second down and 5 yards to go for Sunnyside Christian at its 17-yard line. Boy, those are two outstanding programs, Liberty Christian and Wakayakum.
Yep.
Sneak the pass near side, caught by Allseth. Irish in pursuit. He breaks a couple of tackles, breaks a third tackle, and he's going to be smothered. at or around the line of scrimmage. Ran a long way that time. The Irish did a pretty good job there, minus some missed tackles. But, well, the good news is there was no gain on the play, Steve.
Yeah, everybody did a good job of staying home, and they were able to string that play a little bit to the right, a little bit to the left, and nicely done. Or depending on which way you're looking at the play, left and then right, I'm not sure.
Allseth has 9 receptions in this game, a third of them for a goose egg. 0 yards.
Wow.
And here is a running play on third down. It is Allseth. And he is going to have an Edward Jones, Hank Warden first down going up the middle as he continues to do some good things for this Sunnyside Christian ball club.
Yeah, I'm not sure why they're passing at all. They should just be running because they're running just fine. And every time they pass, it's always subject. But I know they're passing to keep the defense honest.
At the moment, Sunnyside Christian has rushed for 249 yards in this contest as Smink takes off around the far side. He went beyond the line of scrimmage, throwing a forward pass. He had Villalobos out there, but the pass overthrown and incomplete, and the flag should be thrown, I think, because he was at least a yard or two past the line of scrimmage, but I do not see a penalty flag.
Yeah, that's a missed call by the officials. That's one that... the National Federation of High School Officials says don't ever miss that one. Don't get the number of downs right and don't miss that call. And they definitely missed that one.
Second down and 10 for Sunnyside Christian. Ball at the 23-yard line. Smink takes the center snap and he will slide and go down out across the 30. Came very, very close to a helmet-to-helmet situation, but a good no-call on the part of the officials because it was one of those situations, Steve, where he's sliding and the defender has the momentum and he's not going to intentionally go crown-to-crown.
Right, and you can't change gravity. If you're going down, gravity's going to continue to work. You're already committed, and there's not a whole lot you can do about it.
Smink with 178 yards rushing on 21 totes in the ball game. A short yardage situation, and Edward Jones, Hank Warden, first down, going to be realized, I should say, as Smink goes off the left-hand side and picks up 3 yards, Steve.
Yes, and you kind of had to know that Smink was going to run the ball. I mean, that was one of those situations where a keeper was the best call. And, boy, the line play is really looking tired. Both sides.
3 minutes into the fourth quarter, DeSales 46 and Sunnyside Christian 12. That's your Manyagi Hauling Services score. And Smink is going to pitch it back to Villalobos. And a penalty flag is thrown as Villalobos is forced out of bounds on the Biagi Appraisal Services sideline far side. And let me guess, I'm thinking Sunnyside Christian is going to be penalized once again. And they are for holding.
Yeah, that was where that flag was thrown. That's usually what that one is called. So,
Sunnyside Christian penalized for the 12th time in this contest.
And you can't blame home cooking because...
No, that's right.
Yeah, this squad's not even from Sunnyside. It's from Yakima. So they're doing a good job. Do I agree with every call they've made? No. But they're doing fine, I think. And they've got the Knights are back up to the line with first down and, I don't know, 17?
Yeah, 18 yards to go. First and 18. Their 27-yard line. Pass to the near side. Villalobos. Now they're going to run a hook and lateral play, and it is Allseth advancing to the near sideline, and he goes out of bounds, out across the 40. And I remember seeing this, I think, 3 years ago when we were in Zilla. They ran that hook and lateral, and it worked for a touchdown. Here it works for very positive yardage.
It sure did, and there's nothing wrong with that play. You get the guy to commit to the pitch guy, and then you throw it to the trailing back, and that's a good play. It's a clean play and a simple play, and we got the Knights coming up with second down and about a long yard. And we got 3 in the backfield.
Including the quarterback, Smink, who is in the shotgun formation, and he's going to run it himself. Goes off the right side. Jason Guest is going to throw him out of bounds. It's going to be an Edward Jones, Hank Warden first down. Official near side telling them to continue running the clock.
First down for the night. Yeah, and the that shirt's been tackled so many times and stretched out of the his pants so many times, it probably started off as a medium, and then that is an extra large now. And we got the Knights back up to the line of scrimmage.
After achieving an Edward Jones, Hank Warden first down at their 49-yard line. And Swink to pass. After accepting a shotgun snap, rolls to the far side. Penalty flag is thrown. He's got Villalobos wide open. He is inside the 15. He's inside the 10. But I think this play is going to come back as Dominic Fazari stops his forward progress at around the DeSales 5-yard line. And Sunnyside Christian going to be called for holding. You had to think the way the game is going that sooner or later they were going to hit one of those big plays, and they did.
Yeah.
Bad news for Sunnyside Christian. It's all coming back.
Yeah, unfortunately with the holding play, I mean, that they're just tired. That's all it is. If they're not bad kids, they're not doing anything wrong. They're just tired. And when they get home tonight, moms and dads, if anybody's listening, make sure you feed them something to get some of that energy back, because they're going to be tired humans by the time they get back to Sunnyside.
13 penalties for 98 yards in this game for Sunnyside Christian.
Yeah, it's a shame.
First down and 20 for the Knights back at their 39-yard line. Tight formation, eye in the backfield. And there's a pitch back. The ball is left laying on the ground, and I believe the Irish made the recovery, and they did. Santiago Saldana recovers the errant pitch on the near side, and the Irish get the football back, Steve.
Yeah, Joseph Torres from the Knights took a little bit of a beating on that one trying to get the ball back, but I think just the ground and everybody jumping on him didn't make it out for him to have a good day. So I think they better get him off for a play, but he'll be all right.
Ball spotted at the Sunnyside Christian 32-yard line. Irish up to the line of scrimmage. Wide side of the field to the right. Receivers each way, and here's a handoff to Bingham. No, it's not Bingham. It is another runner advancing for good yardage. An excellent run. A very good run on the part of number 34, but we don't have a number 34 on our roster, unfortunately.
No, I think that might be Bingham. It sure looked like Bingham running. Maybe we got another shirt change. With four home games in a row, we've had a lot of jersey damage. Guys changed, getting new numbers.
Second down, a yard to go after a 9-yard rush. Signals called by Wood. He's back to pass. Going to pass to the far side for Guest, and the pass is incomplete. A bit of a dangerous pass, and good coverage on the far side on the part of Sunnyside Christian, Steve.
Yeah, and I think the ball and the collision all happened right about the same time. That was a good no call by the officials. And I think that where the ball was thrown, it was pretty safe. It was a high, low percentage as far as whether it was going to be completed or not, but I don't think it was any danger of getting picked off.
So the Irish now facing third down, 1 yard to go at the Sunnyside Christian 23-yard line. Two receivers left, and Wood back to pass. Going to roll to the far side, 30. He's to the 25. Pump fake. Far side, and he is going to go down the far sideline and into the end zone for an Edward Jones hammer, and Hank Warden first down on Tompkins Appliance touchdown. Cohen Wood down the Biagi Appraisal Services sideline at far side, and he's into the Premier Motors end zone for six with 6:30 remaining in the fourth quarter, Steve.
Yeah, and good news for everybody down on the field. It is now a running clock, and let's get these kids home. They're tired, both teams. I think the Knights have done an outstanding job, and, of course, the Irish, with the score being 52-12, they've done a great job.
That is your Minyagi Hauling Services score as the Irish make their way up to the line of scrimmage for the Chase Electric 2-point conversion.
Dang, I did part of your job for you.
Empty backfield, Wood to pass. Pass near side. It is caught for the Chase Electric two-point conversion by Malachi Raymond. Took it about a yard deep in the end zone with 6:30 left in the fourth quarter. DeSales 54 and Sunnyside Christian 12. And we'll be back in 1 minute. You're listening to Irish Radio, presented by Conan Rock Products on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
With the out-of-this-world cost of new and high-quality used vehicles these days, you want your current rig to run as long as possible. Walla Walla Transmission is standing by and ready to help. The secret to keeping your vehicle in tip-top shape and avoiding costly repair bills is preventative maintenance. Preventative maintenance ensures your safety and that of your family. Reliability, contentment, peace of mind. Get on a regular maintenance schedule at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
Is your heating and cooling system letting you down? Is it too hot in the summer and too cold in the winter? Hi, I'm Terry with Total Comfort Solutions, and we hear this a lot. Older systems are costly to run and very unreliable. Here at Total Comfort Solutions, we have just the fix. High efficient, reliable heating and cooling systems for as low as $130 per month. Act now, and we can even throw in some rebate money. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Farmers Insurance kickoff by Malachi Raymond to the far side. Going to be taken by Allseth across the 30. He's to the 35, breaks a tackle across the 40, breaks another tackle. Forced out of bounds on the far sideline by Malachi Raymond at the Sunnyside Christian 45-yard line, right at the 45-yard line. Thought he might have gotten across the 45, but no, but still. Another explosive return by the Knights, Steve.
Yeah, great run, and I thought our guys did a good job of staying home, staying in their lanes, and as the ball started to, everybody started to figure it out, it seems like we backed each other up, and it was pretty awesome. So, nice run, but I liked what the defense did.
First and 10 for Sunnyside Christian at its 45-yard line. Martinick, a late substitution into the ball game for the Irish, as Allseth takes the handoff, and he is tackled behind the line of scrimmage. What a sparkling defensive play that was. Caleb Perkle, if that stops Steven, it was a beauty.
Yeah, that was a great tackle. Nice job. Way to take him down for a loss. And like I said, we're running on a running clock, and it's...
Run, baby, run. Second down, a dozen yards to go for Sunnyside Christian at its 43-yard line. And an inside handoff can result in positive yardage. Positive yardage for Sunnyside Christian. Was that Big Prinz again? Yes, it was. He advances for 6 yards, Steve.
Yeah, and Jason Guest just stuck him. That was a great tackle. Jason Guest jumped up a little bit excited, and rightfully so. That was a great stick and a pretty impressive tackle. And there's a little bit of size difference between those two, almost 100 pounds. So that was impressive.
Gain of 5 on the play.
And a nice back up to the line of scrimmage.
At their 48-yard line. Third down, 7 yards to go. And here is Smake rolling to the far side. Quaddle is after him. The pass to the far side is into the sideline. And a good bit of pressure put on by Nick Quaddle. A hurry on the part of Quaddle, forcing that incompletion.
Yeah, he did a good job of just staying on him and just pushed him right out of bounds without even touching him. I mean, forced him out and forced him to throw the ball away. So... we'll take that. That was a nice job.
Your Minyaki Hauling Services score. DeSales 54 and Sunnyside Christian 12. 3:45 and counting left in the fourth quarter. Fourth down, 7 yards to go for Sunnyside Christian. Smink to the near side. He's going to run it. Smink stops, hesitates, and he is going to get an Edward Jones, Hank Warden first down as he drags Jason Guest. And another Irish defender, Nick Quaddle, inside the 45-yard line, Steve.
Yeah, he took about half the team with him. And he's not that big of a guy, but he's big enough that, man, he's strong and athletic. So it's pretty impressive, that's for sure.
Spate now with 195 yards rushing on 24 carries.
That's impressive.
About as impressive as J.J. Gleason of Waitsburg, who we saw in the season opener. Waitsburg looking good. They haven't lost since week one when they were defeated handily by the Irish in Waitsburg. And here, some big-time tackling on the part of the Irish. Anakin Houchin is there. Caleb Perkle is there for the defense. And Villalobos will lose a couple of yards back to the 44, Steve.
Yeah, that was good defense. We're just swarming on these guys. And I think we got them figured out a little bit, and that's nice. And you can't just give the ball to Smink and say, hey, you run it every single play. Otherwise, he's just going to get hammered.
2:12 and counting left in the fourth quarter. 54-12 DeSales. Smink the pass. Pass over the middle is overthrown and nearly picked off at around the DeSales 30-yard line. Tice Wood will accept the incompletion. Thank you very much as he puts palms down from the seat of his pants.
I think we've done an outstanding job in the secondary with the pass coverage. I'm not sure how many completed passes they have, but it ain't many. And I know it ain't a word, but it is sometimes.
Well, they've completed 10 passes. 10 passes in the game, but for only 82 yards.
Wow.
Empty backfield. Third down and long for Sunnyside Christian. Allseth in motion to the far side. He gets the handoff, goes around that far side, and he is going to break a couple of tackles and go down the far sideline. And he is going to get into the end zone for an Edward Jones. Hank Wharton first down and a Tompkins appliance touchdown.
That was an impressive run. Once he got through the line of scrimmage, he just took off in the secondary. And it was off to the races, and he won that one. That was a good run. So anyway. So Irish gonna see if they can shut this down. We got the clock stopped right at this. Well, they're running it now. Did he just tell them to run it?
He certainly did.
Okay. By rule, it's not supposed to run after a score, but that's okay. The White House has discretion.
So we're in the final minute of this contest.
Swinging gate.
Chase Electric 2-point conversion. And a penalty flag is thrown. Pass to the far side to Villalobos. He is in the end zone, the Premier Motors end zone. But let me guess, Sunnyside Christian is going to be flagged, and they are for illegal motion, Steve.
Yeah, that was there's two men in motion. You only have one, and everybody's got to come set before you have that. And I think that's what happened. They didn't come set. And a lot of times that just comes with the fact that you don't have a lot of experience at that position. It's just part of it. It doesn't make you a bad player. It just makes it unfortunate that it costs you. So we're going to wind this thing down. They're going to go ahead and let this game expire.
The swinging gate one more time on the Chase Electric 2-point conversion. And Smink will pass to the near side. The pass is off the hands of the intended receiver and incomplete. And this ball game is over. Final score, the DeSales Irish 54, Sunnyside Christian Knights 18. Coming up next, the Herald's Power Back postgame show after a 3-minute timeout. You're listening to Irish Radio presented by Conan Rock Products on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
You've worked hard to make it beautiful. Now get your yard ready for colder weather. L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value hardware store in Walla Walla, carries rakes, fall fertilizers, lawn bags, tarps, everything you need to keep your yard looking nice through the winter. Plus, find a great selection of men's and women's Carhartt clothing. Remember to pick up a bag of Science Diet dog or cat food for your furry friends. Ask about weekly specials as well. Stop in today, L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value hardware store off Tossick Way. A trusted name in the Walla Walla Valley, it's L&G Ranch Supply.
Calling all fall fanatics, the new DQ Fall Treat Menu is here. Enjoy the new Caramel Toffee Cookie Blizzard Treat, made with a mesmerizing mix of chewy cookie pieces, toffee, and caramel. Or taste the return of the Pumpkin Pie Blizzard Treat, made with real pumpkin pie pieces. And shake it up this season with the new Maple Cookie Shake, blended with maple cookie crumbles. What are you waiting for? Try the DQ Fall Treat Menu before autumn's over. Get them delivered in the DQ app, where happy tastes good.
Imagine your child has a cavity filled and leaves the dentist with no numbness. None. Dr. Stacy at Walla Walla Pediatric Dentistry is the first and only dentist in the community to utilize the cutting-edge technology called Solia. It's a powerful dental laser that allows most procedures to be done without a drill or local anesthesia. Your child will be able to eat and talk normally after the appointment and go right back to school. To learn more, call Walla Walla Pediatric Dentistry at 522-0555. That's 522-0555.
If you're hungry, you will be fed. Be offering a message about the power of food.
There is something that is happening where people just aren't coming together.
My name is Father Leo Paddlinghug. I want to feed you.
Father Leo Paddlinghug is coming to Walla Walla's Assumption Parish for a three-day mission on November 8th, 9th, and 10th. Stay tuned for more information.
Hi, this is Justin Tubner, General Manager of Walla Walla Toyota. The season has changed and so has our inventory. Think you can't get approved for a loan? Challenge accepted. We work with over 60 banks and credit unions. You can even handle the entire approval process online by submitting a credit app at wallawallatoyota.com. Come visit us at Walla Walla Toyota, where the answer is yes, and cars, kindness, and community is what we're all about.
Wilbur and Melrose in Walla Walla's Eastgate.
Overfeeding can lead to the number one nutritional disease in cats, obesity. Excessive body weight on a fat cat increases their risk of liver disease, heart disease, respiration problems, and constipation. Obese cats are at a greater risk of developing diabetes and arthritis too. If your cat is overweight, check with your local Walla Walla area veterinarian for formulated diets that have fewer calories. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Listen to Irish Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
And back once again at Ty Baffney Field on the DeSales High School campus, along with Steve Taylor. I'm Roy Elia. The DeSales Irish remain undefeated on the 2025 season. The Irish tonight defeat the Sunnyside Christian Knights by a final score of 54-18. We now welcome you to our postgame show presented by our good friends Adam Edwards and DeSales alum Dave Ron at Harold's Power Vac. Serving the Valley since 1968. Call 529-2088 for your Power Vac needs. Harold's Power Vac, 520 Russet Road in Walla Walla. Again, our Harold's Power Vac post-game show with the recognition of our Eric Kimball, CPA Player of the Game. And, Steve, who do you think?
Boy, that's a tough one, and you're going to make me do it right on the – now, it has to be one of our players, right?
It better be.
No, I mean, because they had some players on their team that really stood up. And with 11 guys on the roster, that was amazing. But, boy, I tell you what – there's some of our guys have just been all over. I mean, Dominic Fazzari got – that guy was everywhere. But as a quarterback, I got to go with him. He's, in my opinion, he got some numbers over there. But Mr. Wood has always been a good choice. That is for sure.
Well, we have Caleb Bingham with 144 yards rushing on 8 carries. And Jason Guest, after that horrible start, wound up with 5 receptions for 153 yards and 3 touchdowns. So,
and those passes weren't the fault of the passer. They were the fault of the receiver. And that's just, it's unfortunate sometimes that the receiver and the passer just aren't in sync. But they definitely got in sync. So I don't know. We didn't talk about it this time. We let that one go with I'm losing my touch.
Well, I'm going to go with my gut instinct and recognize Caleb Bingham and Jason Guest as our Eric Kimball's CPA co-players of the game. Not only for what they did offensively, but they did some good things defensively as well.
I mean, even Bingham even ran his own shirt out. I think he destroyed his own shirt, and they had to give him a different shirt. So he had to change numbers. But, I think those are good calls, and I definitely don't have any heartache with that at all. So, and can I, while you're finalizing numbers, let me put one more thing out there, and that always gets me every time, after being a coach and being an official in public school district. We got two Christian schools here, and they all get together. They all mingle together. It's not green on one side and white on the other side. They invite everybody in it. They do a circle. They get down on a knee, and they say a prayer together. And to me, that is the way it should be. But unfortunately, in public school, you're not allowed to do all that stuff. And so I give two thumbs up to both student bodies and both governing bodies of both schools for getting that done. Nicely done, guys. So I'm all right. I'm off my soapbox. I get to get up there once in a while, don't I?
You are more than entitled, my friend.
Especially, and that's for that discussion. I think so. But I said for the first time I saw that, and it was a game between Sunnyside Christian and us in football, and I swear I almost cried because I was involved in that stupid lawsuit that had to go to the Supreme Court with Kennedy and what was he from Bellingham? Not Bellingham, he was from Bremerton, and that was sad that we had to go to the Supreme Court because guys were saying prayers on the side of the field. That was ridiculous. But anyway, let's talk football. You got some numbers for us?
No, you're right. It was ridiculous.
It was ridiculous. So,
because you're not really hurting anybody. You're not trying to establish a religion. And the last time I checked our founding documents, it talks about freedom of religion, not freedom from religion.
Right, right. Yeah. So, I mean, there's a whole lot of things that you can argue for that. And I'm glad that it went to the Supreme Court, and I'm glad that it got decided the way it should have, and it never needed to go there in the first place. So, sorry about that, folks. I just got cold and I closed the mic in the window. That was all my fault. How did it sound?
Horrible.
Horrible. Sorry about that.
Absolutely horrible.
I should be replaced. You could probably get a monkey to come and do my job.
Probably not.
No? Two monkeys?
No, I don't think so. So let us now continue this circus-like Harold's Power Back Game Show.
There we go.
With final statistics, and they are presented by our good friend and sales alum Eddie Unk of the MacArthur Company, providing wholesale construction materials for residential roofing, commercial roofing, HVAC, mechanical insulation, and waterproofing products. Call 509-542-5837 for more information. For the DeSales Irish, Cohen Wood, 4 carries for 96 yards and 3 touchdowns. Touchdown totes of 30, 27, and 23 yards in the ball game. Caleb Bingham, 8 carries for 144 yards and 1 touchdown. As a team, the Irish with 13 carries in this contest for, are you ready for this, 249 yards.
Wow.
And 4 touchdowns as a team. Not too terribly bad. The Irish with 13, Edward Jones, Hammer, and Hank Warden first downs in the game, 7 rushing and 6 passing, none by penalty. The Irish did not fumble in this evening's contest. Cohen Wood, who earlier in the ball game, early in the contest, the 200th pass completion of his career, an outstanding accomplishment for him. A bit of a subpar night as far as the passing statistics, 9 of 20 in the game for 198 yards, but he did throw 3 touchdown passes. But as we noted throughout the broadcast, the incompletions really not his fault, just a case where receivers, for whatever reason, might have taken their eye off the ball. Perhaps the ball hit him in the wrong place, the hands, right? But in any event, Cohen Wood, now with 200-plus pass completions for his career, more specifically now at 207 and hopefully counting. He now has 28 touchdown passes on the season, and for his career, he now has 70 touchdown passes as a member of the DeSales Irish. And more good news, the Irish, despite the fact that they had the injury issues again in this ball game. Unlike last week when they allowed a half a dozen sacks against Liberty, tonight the DeSales line did not allow a sack to Sunnyside Christian in this ball game. A nice game for Jason Guest after a slow start. Jason Guest, 5 receptions for 153 yards and 3 touchdowns. The touchdowns, 29, 58, and 6 yards. Tice Wood had a 23-yard reception in tonight's game. Maddox Filan had 1 reception for 9 yards. Malachi Raymond, 1 catch for 7 yards. And Ben Garcia with a catch for a half dozen yards. DeSales was penalized 4 times in the game for 50 yards. That's certainly something they need to clean up. 3 of the 4 penalties assessed to the Irish were of the personal foul variety. And again, that's something that they need to rid themselves of, going forward without question. The Irish did not punt in this contest. They have punted just 3 times on the season, and those 3 punts occurred last week in their victory over Liberty. For Sunnyside Christian, they were led by the 195 yards rushing of Jake Smink on 24 carries. He scored 1 touchdown in the game. Allseth had 13 carries for 83 yards, including that 42-yarder, a 42-yard touchdown run on the final snap of the contest. And as a team, 50 attempts in the game for Sunnyside Christian for 308 yards and 3 rushing touchdowns. The Irish came into this game, they had allowed just 4 rushing touchdowns to their opponents. Tonight, 3 rushing touchdowns for Sunnyside Christian. The Knights with, 17 Edward Jones, Hank Wharton first downs, a dozen rushing, 4 passing, and 1 by penalty. They had 1 lost fumble in this evening's contest. As a team, Sunnyside Christian, 10 of 23 through the air for 82 yards. Smink was 10 of 21 for those 82 yards. And Allseth had 10 receptions in the contest for Sunnyside Christian for 82 yards. Sunnyside Christian was penalized 13 times in this game for 98 yards. Sunnyside Christian did not punt in this evening's game. And our final statistics were presented by our good friend and DeSales alum Eddie Unk at the MacArthur Company, providing wholesale construction materials for residential roofing, commercial roofing, HVAC, mechanical insulation, and waterproofing products. Call 509-542-5837 for more information. Steve?
Yeah, and I want to go on a little bit of a rant for Sunnyside Christian.
Go ahead. You've earned
it. They did an amazing job. I really forecasted that they were going to burn all the gas in their tank and the fourth quarter would have been terrible, but that's not the truth. I know the score seems one-sided, but Sunnyside Christian did an amazing job. They have some outstanding young men that playing for that team, and it's easy for us to talk about Smink, Allseth, Prenz, but I tell you what, you just go down the list, and it's a short list. It's only 11 players, but I was really impressed with them all. The line play was good. The backs were good. The coverage was good. They ran into, a team that's 5-0, and that's all fleeting. There is, what would we start the night with? 5 teams that were at 5-0, and now we're down to 4. And it's just, I was impressed with Sunnyside. They did a good job. They were coached well. They played well. They showed a ton of heart. So I'm giving 2 thumbs up to Sunnyside Christian.
And man, oh man, the way they came out of the gate tonight.
Oh yeah, they were fired up and just executed and made that happen. And then we came right back and did it to them. So it was kind of an amazing start, that's for sure. So
this was a game the Irish led 16-12 at the end of the first quarter. And then 22 unanswered points in the second quarter blew this thing open. The Irish led 38-12 at the halftime break, then 46-12 after 3 periods of play. And then each team scored a touchdown in the fourth quarter of this ball game. And here is a place that the Irish have, quote-unquote, struggled on the year. Coming into this game, the Irish had scored just 12 points in the fourth quarter compared to 20 for their opponents. But I know that's very misleading because that was basically when games were no longer seriously in doubt. We were getting some youngsters into the game, and certainly they are deserving of the playing time. They work just as hard as the guys who start the game,
yep.
So they were more than deserving to get into these contests. We're certainly not trying to disparage the younger guys. We're just stating the fact. And the fact of the matter is that coming into this game, the opponents had 20 points in the fourth quarter compared to 12 for the Irish. But tonight, DeSales wins the fourth quarter 8-6 in this 54-18 triumph.
Yeah, that was it was a good job. I saw a lot of players that we had not seen in. Coaches are doing a good job as those players are getting tired. They're getting the youngsters in and letting them do their job. They're getting some confidence, and that's good to see. We're going to need them going down the stretch. So next week we're in Mapton, and I only know roughly where Mapton is, but I've never been there. So hopefully you don't take me and lead me astray.
Well, that trip, about a third less than the trip we had in week two, for the game with Indy at East Valley High School near Yakima.
Yeah.
But at this point, we really don't know if there is going to be a game next week. Now, you might be asking yourself, well, why are you saying that? Well, the reason is because last week, Liberty Christian was scheduled to play Mapton. The game was canceled because Mapton had just six players available for that contest. Thus, that game was wiped out. That game was canceled. Now, they were scheduled to play this evening against Yakima Nation Tribal. Per information I received from Athletic Director Nick Hazeltine, he said that they had 11 players available per a conversation he had with the Mapton Athletic Director, but who knows what might happen next week. Josh Richard, talking to him this week prior to our Coach's Corner interview, or perhaps was after the Coach's Corner interview, was recorded, said that it probably wouldn't hurt him a whole lot if, in fact, there was not a trip to Mapton next week, perhaps a bye week, perhaps get some guys rested up, get some guys healthy and so forth for that big game coming up in 2 weeks with Liberty Christian.
Yeah, and every game's big, really, this time of the season. And I think the guys got a little taste of that with that drive that Sunnyside Christian did to start the game. But yeah, we'll see what happens with the Mapton guys. But 2 weeks from now, we got to have all our ducks in a row, and let's execute and do the game that we know how to play. And let's knock another 5-0 team off the list. What do you say?
Sounds good to me. So again, per conversation I had with Nick Hazeltine, the DeSales Athletic Director, before we went on the air tonight, said, well, there's a 50-50 chance there'll be a game next week, and if there is, we will bring it to you right here on your home for Irish Radio. The DeSales Irish scheduled to go on the road next Friday night to take on the Mapton Vikings. We plan to take the air at 6:30, and the contest scheduled to kick off next Friday night at 7 o'clock. But again, things at this point are indefinite. Will Mapton have enough players such that we can have a game next week? That remains to be seen. But if there is a game next week, we will bring it to you right here on your home for Irish Radio. Some thank yous to go out as we sign off this evening from Ty Baffney Field on the DeSales High School campus. First, want to thank all of the great people in Walla Walla Catholic Schools for their support of our broadcast, including Principal John Lesko and Athletic Director Nick Hazeltine. We also want to thank our in-studio engineer, Gabe Fazzari, for another fine job at the controls. Also want to thank all of our great sponsors who help make these broadcasts possible. And of course, I want to thank each and every one of you in Irish Nation for tuning in to our broadcast here tonight. And that's going to do it for our post-game show. It was presented by our good friends Adam Edwards and DeSales alum Dave Ron at Harold's Power Vac, serving the Valley since 1968. Call 529-2088 for your power vac needs. Harold's Power Vac, 520 Russet Road in Walla Walla. For my broadcast partner, Steve Taylor, I'm Roy Elia, telling you one final time, the DeSales Irish victorious in Southeast 1B football action tonight on the Sales High School campus, Ty Baffney Field. The Irish survive a slow start and roll to a 54-18 victory over the Knights of Sunnyside Christian. The Sales 54, Sunnyside Christian 18. It is now time to return you to the studios of your home for Irish Radio, 94.1 FM, KHSS2, and from Ty Baffney Field on the DeSales High School campus. For Steve Taylor, I'm Roy Elia, wishing each and every one of you in Irish Nation, in the words of my former broadcast partner, the late Bud Bowman, a very pleasant good evening.
We hope you've enjoyed this broadcast of Fighting Irish Sports Action on 94.1 KHSS2 Classic FM. We now return you to our regularly scheduled programming.